Blog Talk Radio.
And now,
Good time. I heard you looked it really good.
Oh, baby. When I tell you I'm going to recap Kentucky, baby, I know. I had so much fun. Let me tell you. When I tell you I had so much fun, I have not had so much fun. I have never actually, when I was going to be honest with everybody, I have never actually hung out. I don't know who is calling me right now, and they know I'm doing the radio show. I cannot talk to anybody that's calling me right now. I'm doing the show. I don't know. I never actually had a chance to ever hang out with the Balenciagas. I see them at balls and things. But this weekend, I have to give a big shout out to legendary Audrey Balenciaga, legendary Keith Balenciaga, Dante Balenciaga, motherfucking Rob Balenciaga. Oh my God. Oh, shall I forget it? D. Anthony and motherfucking Hakeem, bitch. When I tell you, I had so much fun with them, Jaquan. I don't know where Nicole's at. Maybe she'll come on when she comes on. But the ball was over. Larry had the place until about 7. The ball was over at about 7:30 in the morning. The ball was actually cute, Jaquan. I really had fun, bitch. Let me tell you, girl. Okay, because you know I got to recap my weekend. Let me tell you how it went before I even get into the ball. Okay? This is how it went. You know, this red phone is going off. Oh, this is court. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, let me see who this is. Oh, you know, the girls is I ever me, honey. The girls is I ever me. And, the girls is I ever me because they want the number for the show and stuff. Hold on, so I'm trying to send these girls the numbers to the show. Hold on, Jaquan, hold on. Because I got to send these girls this number to the show because everybody wants to call into the show tonight, honey. But I can't.
Oh, the message didn't, the little thing didn't go out today either.
It didn't go out today?
I didn't get one.
We was just so busy, honey. We were so busy watching Tyra wed, honey. That's why we started the show so late, honey. We were so busy watching Tyra wed. But let me tell you, hold on. My sister is hitting me up right now on Yahoo. Okay, my sister be calling it too. Okay, so let me get back to my story. Jaquan, you know, bitch, right? I told y'all all last week that the ticket to Kentucky round trip was $777. So I told you I wasn't going. So you know, bitch, I'm sitting here and I'm talking to one of the kids, and one of the kids tell me, "Well, hold on. Oh, it didn't send out the text message didn't go out. Okay, well, the girls should know we here. They gonna call in, honey. They know, honey. We ain't out today. Maybe on Wednesday we'll be out, but tonight we here. Thank you, father." So you know, one of the kids told me, "Mother, you can fly into Indianapolis, and it's only 2 hours away from the ball, and then you can come that way." So I went online, and I found a ticket, Jaquan, for $92. I found a ticket for $92, Jaquan, to fly into Indianapolis.
Well, what website was this?
I went to AirTran.com, and I found a ticket. I flew into Indianapolis for $92, Jaquan. Then I got into a cab from the airport to Greyhound, mistake, and got on Greyhound, Jaquan, 2 hours to Louisville for $27.
Are you serious?
Yes, honey. Father Larry said he wanted mother in town, and mother made it motherfucking happen.
You didn't tell me about that because I asked you, Kelly. I was talking to you. You didn't tell me about that deal.
Yes, baby. I was in the mother. Yes. Baby, when I tell you I was in the motherfucking building, I gagged, honey. I did all my research. One of the kids told me I did my research, and I found out about it, baby. When I tell you I got out of here Saturday morning at motherfucking 10 o'clock in the morning, honey, got to motherfucking Indianapolis at 12, honey, and I was in motherfucking Louisville, Miss Thing, by 2:30 that motherfucking afternoon. I was in motherfucking Louisville with the motherfucking children. When I tell you, it was so fabulous. I had so much fun. The ball was really cute. The girls came out. And then you know, my ex had moved to Kentucky, right? And so my ex was going with this other drag queen in Kentucky, but you know, they broke up since then, Miss Day. And so, you know, when I came in the building, Miss Day, I was sitting in the building with my black Chinese bar, Miss Day, and my long mermaid gold dress all the way down to the ground, honey, with my leopard pumps on, honey, so you know when mother came through the building, she had no other choice but to be motherfucking sitting. And so, my IM is Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com is my IM. Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com is my IM. So, I had no other choice but to sit in. And so it was a little stuff. It was just the girls was walking the category. Some girls got chopped. There was a lot of confusion going on with stuff. But everything got rectified. The girls won the cash. Some girls got, you know, and things, you know. But, you know, the girls would call in and give the tea and feel how they feel. The only person that walked for the $1,000 for the foot and eye with was the vascular law. He got chopped for the category. And so I know Sebastian will be calling in here about him getting chopped. Who won? Who else won? I forgot the child name that won for the realness for the 250. Then you had the child that won for the runway because, you know, I don't remember. I'm going to be honest with you, girls. I'm going to be honest. I was fucked up this weekend. I was fucked up at Larry Ball. I know people won this cash, and I know who got chopped and everything, girls. But I told y'all from time to time, I get a little tipsy, honey. And mother was fucked up. So I know people won the cash because Larry gave out the cash, but I just don't remember the motherfucking name of the girls that won. So I know the girls will be calling in and giving the names of the girls that won. But I was fucked up. So I don't actually really know who actually won. But the girls did win, and, you know, and I had a little confusion. She called me out for realness and everything, Miss Day. And, you know, I didn't want to come out there and battle her. I didn't want to come out here and battle her for realness. And, you know, it was calling for 9 to 5, and I was in a gal. And then I went over her because that's what was going to happen. I was going to win over her. But I didn't want to come out there and win over her. And then they say I already won over her because of my status, because I wasn't dressed for 9 to 5. So I did a battle her. And it was cute, and I had fun at everything. I had a fucking blast, Jaquan. So you know the girls are going to call it. So after I leave the ball and I go back to the Balenciagas who stayed at the Red Roof, Jaquan, we stayed there for about 2-3 hours after the ball, Jaquan. I did not get back to my hotel until about 9:30 in the morning after the ball was over. We stayed there, and I kiki'd with RJ and Dante and all of them, and Anthony and all of them down. We kiki'd and everything. Bitch, while we left from there and get back to our hotel, you know, I'm beginning to Father Rodney so he can give me the recap of what happened in D.C., honey. So why the fuck, after I leave there, I get back to my hotel. So, you know, I'm telling you, my services is still on. So I am gagging, like, my services is still on. I get back to my hotel, and they, like, and I see a couple of girls around, and they, like, everybody was looking for you because they wanted to party with you. So I said, well, where the fuck is everybody at?
Uh-huh.
So they was like, everybody, hold on, Kelly. You know, I gotta ask you. Okay. So they was like, so everyone was like, they were still looking for you and everything. Girls, I cannot take IMs. I mean, girls and guys, I can't take IMs right now. I'm going to finish telling my story, and then I'm going to check your IMs. But, Father, I'm going to be coming to you because I need to get the recap from you for what you call it. Oh, yeah, for Larry Boy, Mook Milan won for the 250. So, Jacob, when I get back to the hotel, everybody is asleep now. So I'm gagging. And
they
I'm
sleep.
Like, yes, the whole hotel is asleep. Everybody was like, the girls was up, they came back from the ball, and they was running through, and they was drinking and everything, and they running from the 5th floor to the 1st floor to the 3rd floor to the 2nd floor. Everybody looking for you, and you were asleep. I gave them right, oh, no, honey. So I came to the hotel. It was me, Kool-Aid, Larry, and Two-Way Miss Rahi came into the hotel. I gave them right, everybody sleep in the hotel. They gave them right, yes. I went down to Joel Mizrahi room where he was staying at with Father Monet and Jason and AJ and all of them. I woke all of them up, honey. I went upstairs to the 5th floor to Courtney Mizrahi room, and I'm knocking on the door, and these bitches will not open the door for me. So housekeeping is downstairs, and the housekeeping is up on the floor, and she cleaning the room. I tell housekeeping, bitch, I lock my key in the room because she let me in the room. While housekeeping let me in their room, they gagged, bitch. I woke all of them up. bitch. Let's go. The party is not over. Mother just got to the hotel. Bitch, I went to every queen hotel room and told housekeeping that it was my room and I locked myself out. The girls was gagging like, Kelly, how did you get in our room? Bitch, don't worry about it, bitch. I'm East Coast, bitch. I went to the Ibisus. I went and woke up the Ibisus. I went and woke up the Ebony's. I went and woke up every bitch that was in that hotel that was motherfucking asleep. I had housekeeping open their motherfucking room door from
Lee.
The first floor all the way to the fifth floor. Hello?
Girl.
Yes, I was not playing. I had them open up everybody's room door. The girls was gagging. I was at the foot of their motherfucking bed waking them the fuck up. And I definitely got to give a... Once again, honey, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what the fuck we're going to do about the Ibisus, honey. But girls, the Ibisus need to be stopped, honey. Those motherfucking Ibisus, y'all motherfucking bitches are on a motherfucking roll, Ibisus. Bitch, y'all are on the road. Kenny and Kiana and Mina and the new father and all the mothers and fathers and Ibisus. I don't know what the fuck y'all are doing or where y'all getting these badass motherfucking kids from and all these productions and things that y'all are doing. But, bitch, in the next couple of months, I'm coming and I'm coming to stop the Ibisus because they is winning grand prize after grand prize after grand motherfucking prize, honey. Bitch, but I really did have fun, Jake. It was everything. I know Tayana and all the girls is going to be calling in because we kiki down and we had so much fun. And it was a fucking blast. It was really a blast.
You really do. Like.
I had so much, Jake Kwan. When I tell you I had so much fun, Jake Kwan, I left from the ball this morning.
Uh-huh.
The ball was over at 5 o'clock. The ball was over this morning. I left straight from the ball and went straight to the airport. My two flights that I had was an hour and a half each flight from Louisville to BWI, from BWI to here. I did not have no sleep, Jake Kwan. I just woke up at 9 o'clock. Whoopi just woke me up at 9 o'clock when it was time for RuPaul Drag Race so I could watch the show. I would sleep all fucking day long. I was tired. I did not go to sleep after Larry's ball until 2 o'clock that afternoon and then got right back up at 5:30 to have a house meeting. And then after the house meeting was over, I had to go right back to the hotel and get dressed again and shower and go to the ball and go to the Rumble.
How was the Rumble?
The Rumble was cute. The Rumble was cute. You know, the girls didn't come out. The girls didn't come out, mistake, because the girls felt some type of way about what was happening, what happened on Sunday, on a Saturday, with some of the girls getting topped and things. So the girls really didn't come out. But you know what they say? You don't have to have a packed motherfucking house to have a fab motherfucking ball. And we still had fun, mistake, and it was everything. And so then the little altercation happened again last night.
I heard you got into it with Erica Kane on Saturday or something.
Who is Erica Kane?
Yes, that's what I heard. LaCroix.
No, Erica Kane wasn't even in the building.
Well, somebody, shit. It was somebody you got into it with, one of those LaCroix.
No, I didn't get into it with a LaCroix, honey. I got into it. Who?
Correct me. Who you get into it with?
Oh, no, they talking about Mother Erica Mizrahi. No, we didn't get into it, honey, the girls, girl. Chow. Girl, me and Erica didn't get into it. I don't know what the girls are talking about, honey. But back to the Rumble, honey.
You're lying.
Huh?
You're lying. I can hear it in your voice.
I'm not lying. What are you talking about? No, I'm not lying. I would have told you if I got into it. The only person I got into it was with Mr. Douglas. I didn't get into it with anybody else.
Who was Mr. Douglas?
Maybe. You know, honey. Yeah, sonny. You know, mother always does her investigation to get what she needs to get. Honey.
Mm-hmm.
But to all you girls in the chat room, no, I'm not lying. Okay? But, yes, yeah, so then at the Rumble, Miss Day, you know, Kool-Aid calls me out, Miss Day. Kool-Aid and Jack calls me out at the Rumble. So I come out and I walk the runway down, Miss Day. I give a little Vogue, Miss Day. Miss Tayana stalls me at the back of the runway for Vogue, Miss Day, while I'm voguing. So me and Tayana, Kiki, and Vogue, Miss Day. And so then Booty Carr gets on the microphone and he calls out Chucky's ex, the child, the drag. So, she comes out and she's walking and down, Miss Day. And so, she gives me this look of once again, honey, she gives me this look again, honey, and when she gives me that look, you know mother has to come out, mistake, and I came out, mistake, and I was voguing, and I vogue. When I tell you, I vogue down, miss, because, you know, she's a Herrera. I vogue so down. She got off the runway because she, once I came out, she must be didn't want to play anymore. So I vogue so down on the Herrera table, bitch. I felt like Sonia on the table. I vogue so down that her and Marco both had to come out and try to storm me. That's how down I vogue. Yes, that's how down I vogue, Jake. Well, I cannot wait for Jack to pick the clip up on motherfucking YouTube, Miss Day. I cannot wait for everything. Put the clip up on YouTube. But I really did have fun. And I really enjoyed myself. I really did. When I tell you, I enjoyed myself so much. I haven't enjoyed myself at a ball like this in such a long time. But I absolutely did enjoy myself. And I had a motherfucking blast. That's the only thing I can say. Oh, Kentucky. Oh, little old motherfucking Kentucky. Baby girl, y'all motherfucking gave mother some motherfucking life, and I enjoyed myself. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to all the houses in Kentucky, mistake, from the Ebony's to the Herreras to the Escadas, mistake, to the Mizrahis, to all the houses that was in the building, the Milans that was there, mistake. Oh, I just got to give all of y'all a shout-out. Y'all girls came out, mistake, and the energy that y'all girls had and the chanting that y'all girls did, I really did enjoy it. It was definitely an event to go to. Big shout-outs and big ups to Father Larry Mizrahi. Definitely an event that I had fun at, baby. You know I had fun at it. I wrote in the name. How you doing?
You told her you was going to snatch her wig off.
You're saying, but that had nothing. That had nothing to do with the
ball. Hello. This isn't the ball recap. This is the weekend recap.
Excuse me.
I said this is the weekend recap, Kelly. Just tell us.
Okay, I'll recap it the weekend. Okay. Baby, we're not going to, like I said, this is a whole new year and a whole new entity for the House of Mizrahi. I will not discuss Mizrahi business on the radio show. It has something to do with Mizrahi and that recent discussion that me and Erica had. I will not discuss Mizrahi business on the radio show. If you girls want to come and discuss your house business on here, or if I find out your house business, I will discuss it. But I will not discuss my house business and tear down the foundation that I'm trying to rebuild in my kingdom, okay? So you girls mind your motherfucking business and stay the fuck up out of my business, okay?
Hold on. That was me that was asking the question.
No, you wasn't asking the question. The girls in the chat room were saying the same thing, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay. How you doing? Yes. But, Father Rodney, is you on the line? Because I heard Baltimore. Did you go to the ball in Baltimore? I heard Father Tony had a nasty crowd. It was packed. The ball started about 6 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't over about 5, 6, and it wasn't over until like 9:30 in the morning. Was you at the ball?
Did I go to the ball?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, you wasn't in the ball. You was out of state. You was out of state in another state, too. Father Rodney, are you on the line? I need a recap. Switchboard, can you find Father Rodney? Because I need to find out what happened in motherfucking Baltimore. 240. Oh, hold on. Switchboard just hit me up. Hold on. 240-788 is Rodney. Can you find Rodney Switchboard? Switchboard, can you please find Rodney, Miss Ebony, so we can bring him on?
Did you get the pictures of Jasmine hair?
Oh, yes,
mistake.
Yes.
It's red, red, red. Did you get the red ones or the blonde ones?
I got the red one. Oh, I didn't see the blonde one.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But no, that hair is red.
Yes, it is. She is fire in the red, honey.
She said she's about to bring her purse and come to a ball. She is ready.
Oh, I know, honey. I know, honey. You know, my sister, hold on. Miss Ebony is looking for Rodney right now, honey. But I heard Tony Ball was really packed. The girls was there and was really cute. Rodney, you're there.
Good evening.
Good evening, Father. How you doing?
I'm good. Ebony didn't cue my beat. I'm mad now.
Ebony, what happened to Rodney beat?
Hello. Good morning.
morning.
Miss Ebony, do you see Nicole? She says she's in queue. Do you see her? She says she's in queue. And can I please have a moment of silence for Alexis Revlon that passed away this weekend in Baltimore? Thank you. How you doing? How you doing, Father?
I'm good. I'm good.
I heard the room was packed.
It was. It was very, very nice crowd. It did start very late because, you know, the girls was a little tired, a little whatever, but we tried to keep the energy going for the ball. Nicole's not on the line yet, but I want to say congratulations to Nicole. She won Film Queen Realness at the ball.
Oh, Nicole was in motherfucking, oh, my bitch. Miss Ebony, find that motherfucking bitch and get her up here on this motherfucking line. That bitch went out of town. Oh, I'm gagging. That bitch was out of town, honey.
Yeah, Father came down. He brought Tyreek and Nicole and a few of the icons was in the building. Yeah. It was nice. I'm gonna give a shout out to Sandy Dior. The Allures were in the building. Eric Allure, Glenn, Robert, Enrique, the Sex Siren Boys, Trophy, Tavon, Antoine. The Allures were definitely in the building. Give a shout out to Aura St. Clair. Mariah Revlon, the twins, Kadam Alon was in the building. My house came to represent. Man Prodigy, Avernia Prestige, trying to see what Kai Epic. Who else was in the building? I mean, the girls was in the building. The people were definitely, and then, you know, the Revlons from all over was definitely in the building.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on, Rodney. Before you know, I have a breaking announcement that has just came through my screen. Okay? Breaking announcement, honey. Father F. LaCroix has a felony bitch warrant issued for his arrest. Maybe they are looking for you, baby. They are looking for you, honey. The girls just sent me the link with your picture. So if you out there, Father M. LaCroix, stay low to the motherfucking ground, honey, because the girls are looking for you, honey, and it's out, honey. The girls have found the website where they have your warrant and your picture, and it says you are wanted for identity fraud and fraudulent instruments. So they are looking for you, F. Stay low to the ground, baby. Hit to the ground, baby. Hide, F. Don't let them catch you. Run for your life. Now back to the ball.
Shit.
Wow. Oh, also, Alexis Mizrahi was in the building. Yes, she was. That's the announcement I got, Alexis Mizrahi. Is that correct, Kelly?
Excuse me?
Alexis Mizrahi was in the building.
What?
Yeah, she was there, too. Oh, Jaquan, you said,
That answer is...
Are you trying it?
Is that a true or false? I don't know.
That was Switchboard. That wasn't me. That's Miss Ebony, honey.
I mean, what was she saying? Was she saying that was true or that's false?
I don't discuss Miss and Mrs. on the radio anymore as of February 24th.
I heard Jack say Alexis is right. So I can only assume that. That she's back, you know, with the union and stuff like that. That's why I said
that answer is
oh shit.
All right,
now Miss Ebony, now I am so Rodney can get it together because you know I don't discuss Miss Rahi business. So Miss Ebony, I am the legendary overall mother of the house of Miss Rahi. That answer is. Miss Ebony, where's Miss Ebony at?
She's not gonna do any more. You got it twice, and that's all you're gonna get.
Oh no, Miss Ebony, because you know Rodney has to get it together. I am the overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. Switchboard.
Oh, you got it. I am.
That answer is true.
Okay. Welcome back, Alexis.
That answer is...
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Also, before the ball started...
Hi, everybody. What's going on?
How are you doing? Baltimore.
And I didn't just win realness. It was a knock 'em down situation. Those girls came out, darling. I didn't know realness was so popular in Baltimore. When I say the line was to the back, they came back. I like your Muslim effect, Rodney. I was in the car after the ball. I said, oh, you're Muslim? To Tony, you know, Kofi, your hat, and everything. You was up in the building, Garney, in your Muslim effect.
Thank you. I try to give a different look every time I'm out. Keeping it gangster, keeping it real.
It was
fun. Did y'all have fun at the ball?
It was fun. I enjoyed myself. I think that it was pretty, pretty packed. You know, it's Tony Revlon, so it's an iconic ball. So it was at least about 600 people in the building. So, you know, Grandpa made his coins. I hit it, damn, but he made his change. It was cute. I think every category was cute until the Between Vogue Femme, Rodney, until the Face, Rodney, and until the runway, Rodney. I don't think that was the only, like, Kelly, that you would have sat there like, oh, no, this is a fucking fool. Like, that was like, but other than that, it was calm. It was peaceful. He did all his categories. He was giving out his coins, you know, whoever made it through to get their coins, because a lot of people was also chopped for, you know, different situations. And of course, everybody in Pretty Boy Realness was chopped for bringing, thinking out the box. But Father Tony brought them all back as regular Pretty Boy Realness, because everybody was chopped for, like, thinking out of the box. Nobody actually thought out of the box. So that was cute. Runway was amazing. I love David Eliminati, and I want him to know that, because I was going off from a different aspect, because after the look, it was to bring Runway do something that Tony would have done. After they got past the look, meaning that they got their tens for what he, you know, Tony would have done, it was about Runway. And Miss Dominique Nicois, congratulations. That bitch walked herself into the grave, Kelly, and walked back out. You hear me when I say she walked her dear fucking life off, that they had to make her do it again. I think David did give a more of a together effect when it's like bringing it like Tony. Yes, he did. It was amazing. His outfit was amazing. And I say to Rodney, because I didn't like how Rodney picked the certain person and how Rodney picked for Faze, which was not cute at all, because it was magazine face, and you had to see this child from D.C. My God, bitch, his smell, his nose, it was very, Carter consists of the eyes, Ms. Rahi, Carter consists of the nose, and he was just sitting there smiling. It was like he wasn't jumping around, making a fool, voguing, and it was sickening, and they gave it to the other child, you know, that I didn't see the way that went anyway, and then there was a Butch Queen Vogue Femme. Rodney, who was the Butch Queen Vogue Femme? What's their names? I want to talk to them about their names.
I don't know their names, but...
The one that had the black.
Oh, the one that had the black was a Prestige.
Bitch.
The one that was, I mean, that was destroying it, that made he made it known that night that he is a force to be reckoned with.
Bitch.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Y'all talking about the little light-skinned one?
Yeah, he's the little light-skinned.
And he walks sex siren.
Sex siren, yes, that's him.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yes. When I tell you Nicole, when I tell you, baby, when I tell you, Marquise won over him the last time I was in Baltimore. But, baby, he told Marquise, baby, you're not just going to went over me, baby. You're going to have to work for this coin, baby. So I already know what you're talking about.
Bitch, that child Vogue that his whole dear life that I gagged that he lost because he didn't just Vogue. You know how you Vogue down and you start getting tired and losing it. And for every time that they brought him out there, the bitch had a different antic or something. She Vogued down. That was, you know, it was only basically like for me, three gags. The runway, the ending of the Vogue Femme. It was in the face. You know, other than that, I think the ball was really basically pretty much fair, the whole thing. Tony had an amazing panel. Mariah Revlon, I love the way she judged. She is amazing sitting on that panel. You look like a woman, and I watched everything about her. It wasn't about a Revlon. It wasn't about anything. She really judged accordingly. Now, there was a lot of judges up there that was looking at Tony, Kelly, basically, to see if he approved. You know, because he is the grandfather of the whole situation. So there was a lot of judges that did not give what they should have given, but fairly all the judges was fair. They were all very nice. James Corn was on the panel, but it did go on for a very long time. The ball didn't start at 6. It started about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Like 4, yeah, I'd say about 4, and it went on until about like 9:30. So even when Realness came up, I didn't even know where all those girls came from because it was actually getting empty. Like Rodney said, everybody was getting tired. You know, people were leaving. And I also want to give my condolences to the House of Revlon. I heard what happened at their barbecue. I'm so sorry, and I sent all of y'all my sympathies. Like, and I hope that that's a learning lesson to a lot of kids that are out there doing drugs and that they're getting high. And you need to know whatever you put in your body has to come out, and you need to keep putting things in there that's going to cope with all the drugs we use. If you use drugs, then you eat down. When you use drugs, you would drink water down. That I hope that is a lesson learned. That was a tragedy, and it shouldn't happen based on, you know, somebody getting high and doing an overdose, you know, or their drugs is not agreeing with their body because they didn't put any protein or they haven't ate or something like that. I hope that a lot of people don't look at it and just turn their neck and then think about it, that it can happen to you too. You go in 3 and 4 days without doing eating or drinking any water, and you're just getting high and high. The body can also, you know, body can break down. It's just like a machine. And if you don't put into the body what it needs, it will break down. So that's a tragedy, and I'm so, so sorry, you know, to the whole House of Revlon. Like, they had a beautiful ball, and for them to go on and have a barbecue and that happen, it's like, oh, wow, you know.
I forgot to recap the rumble from Louisville, baby. But I definitely got to give a big shout-out to all the state-to-state teams that came from the Midwest area, honey, that came, Old Kentucky team, the motherfucking Indianapolis team, the motherfucking St. Louis team, the Chicago team, Miss Day. I definitely got to give all those girls a shout-out, Miss Day. But I don't know, I forgot what the blue and white team, I don't know where the fuck the blue and white team was from. I think they were from Indianapolis, but I don't know that Carntown name that was on that team, mistake. But his whole team, it was only 4 of them on the team. And it was 5 people on the other team, and I forgot where the other team was from. They sat down, everybody on his motherfucking team, bitch. Hold on, somebody's hitting me up right now to give me the tea. Hold on.
That's the Chicago team. I think it was Lollipop.
No, it was the Louisville. His name is Little Vic Card from Louisville team. Okay? Bitch, that motherfucking other team, bitch, wore his motherfucking team out. Little Vic was the Ohio team wore the Louisville team out. Little Vic Card was the only bitch left on that team, Rodney and Nicole and Jaquan. When I tell you that little motherfucker went through motherfucking Ohio, bitch, like he was a motherfucking superstar, motherfucking legend, bitch. He cut through those bitches one by one, bitch, and brought his whole motherfucking team back. They lost at the end, though. But, baby, he stamped his motherfucking name that night and let those girls know that he was not playing with those girls, honey. Miss Courtney, Miss Miracle, Miss motherfucking Lottie Pop, y'all motherfucking bitches, Y'all broke down and y'all brought home that crown and that $500 for Chicago, bitch. I got to give y'all bitches a big motherfucking shout out because y'all did not play. Miss Cassandra, your performance and everything that you did at that Rumble was everything. The only thing I did not like was your nasty attitude, Miss Thing, that you was giving. And the way you was giving it, like the way you was giving it, like you was a legend, and coming up here going at it with those judges, Miss Thing. You don't do it in these major states. Don't get to these little hillbilly cricket states, Miss Thing, and try to do it and feel fab. That's the only thing I didn't like. But your team, your production, and everything was definitely on point. I gotta give a big shout out to all those girls that definitely came out and Vogue that night. How y'all doing?
And now, ladies and gentlemen. The icon himself.
But definitely,
I love the
baby. Andre Mizrahi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You do it, drive-by.
You don't do motherfucking grand entrances like that. I told you, stop that.
How y'all doing?
How are you doing?
I had to just come up here to clear something real fast because I'm actually in the middle of running somewhere. But Alexis is not a Mizrahi. I just want the world to know that. I wish her well wherever she go. I love her dearly. But if you don't like me, I'm the founder of the house. There's no reason to be in this house. Thank you.
All right, Bob.
Love you much. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all later. I got to go.
I will be calling you Andre.
Okay, you definitely do that. Bye-bye.
I'm going to fuck him in for coming in and making a breaking announcement and then flashing.
Okay.
You
didn't want to discuss it. Y'all was confusing Rodney, so I think it was only right for him to come in and give a, you
and
know.
I applaud him for coming in. Even though
I'm up there in the pinnacle of my career, I am not allowed to be discussing business. It is for the overall mother or the overall father to come and discuss business. The only way I could discuss it if my PR advisor hits me up and tell me I can discuss it. But other than that, they have to come in and they discuss house business on the radio. I no longer discuss house business on the radio.
That's a good thing, Kelly. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, shit.
You can't get
Miss Ebony is a shady cat. Miss Ebony is really shady, honey. But I'm really glad everybody all turned out and it was fun. I just knew that I was going to see you at the Rumble on Sunday, Rodney. I just knew.
I was all the kids after the, you know, at being at, we was at Tony Ball and it was like so late in the morning when the ball was over, they was really like pretty much drained, so they was like, Father, we're just going to pay it. And I was like, okay, we can just pay it and just go home and relax. And we went to eat breakfast and stuff like that and got in the house about 11 or so. So, yeah, it was no road trip for me.
Oh, baby. But when I tell you I had so much fun, Roddy, I had a Kiki Tayana gag, bitch. I was at the foot of her bed singing to her and woke her up. She, my bitch, woke up and said, how you get in my room? I said, bitch, I got a VIP key, bitch.
Yeah,
I went to everybody room, bitch. I went and woke Amina up and say, girl, when I tell you the girls mistake the butch queen and drags, these girls are really butch queen and drags, girl, honey. Because, baby, I went to their room, honey, and they was all up out of drags, and they bed asleep, honey. I woke these bitches. I woke those stuff. They was gagging.
Community realness.
Yes, they are. Baby, when I tell you, my girls, Miss Amina,
oh my
Miss Tayana, they
are
butch queen and drags. And I don't know this queen's name, Miss Thing, but baby, that one queen that I went and opened up her room door and she gagged because she was munching that dick and I opened her room door, I don't know her name, but she was sucking that dick for dear life.
Oh my.
When I tell you she cool, bitch, she cool because you know the hotel, they were studio. We was in the Motel 6, and some rooms was apartments, and some rooms was just regular rooms. So she was in the living room, bitch, and she gagged. I came through that motherfucking door, and she was sucking that dick, bitch, me and all my girlfriends. I got to give a big shout-out. Bitch, she is a Kiki to my girlfriend, Miss Shasha the Destroyer, bitch. Miss Shasha is a Kiki, bitch. She is a Kiki. But you know what? I don't want to sit here and just have us talk, Mr. Cup. I know all you girls have stories from this weekend from Baltimore. I know y'all have stories from Kentucky, Mr. Day. I know y'all have stories from Philly because I heard there was another ball in Philly, Mr. Day, and it was late and nobody was in there and everything, Mr. Day. So you girls feel free to, at this time to press one and come up here on this line and tell us about what happened and what you think was right and what you think was wrong about this motherfucking weekend. And let's get this motherfucking recap on. We can only do some motherfucking much. And once again, I want to give a big shout-out to Mother Tyra Sanchez, Ms. Rahi, for being Ruth Paul's next drag superstar. Honey, how you doing? Ms. Ebony, do I have any callers? Is anybody pressing one? Honey, yes.
Oh,
I forgot. Shout-out to Roy Ebony and Ross Infinity. They both are in the building as well.
Oh, work.
It was pretty cute. You know, I must say, it was a lot of people that didn't show that shit happened there, but most of the people that showed, they showed up for their father. You know, Tony is a very well-respected person in the community, and it was a fair amount of people. It was cute. It was a bunch of young children.
269-782. You're live on the air with the Legends on the Recap Show. How you doing? 269-782. You're live on the air. What, girls? We're not going to start this with y'all phones already, honey. Y'all girls need to get these phones together. Y'all know y'all pressing one and y'all calling in here. Get it together. 773-790. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How are you doing?
How you doing?
Hello.
What's up, ma?
What's going on? If you want speakerphone, you got to get off speakerphone. Tell your girlfriend they got to call in from their line so they can hear. Hello?
Next caller, please.
That was one of my kids, Miss Day. I know exactly who it was. 347-529. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing? Okay. 347. Cool H, you're live on the air.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
I'm fine. Congratulations, my daughter, Nicole.
Thank you.
And congratulations, my son, Dominique. What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. Did you have fun running through those girls' hotel room, waking them all up like that?
Oh, yeah. I had a blast. I really did. Congratulations to my grandfather, Tony. Sorry, you know, I couldn't be there. You know how that go. But, yeah, I had a blast. I really did. Congratulations to Little Vic. I was real proud of you, you know, for that being my first time really getting into you like that. You represented Kentucky, but I think it was really telling. I think it was just him and Sean, he beat you. I really don't know if it was like three, like all five, but I know it was like two or three. But the other state was Indianapolis. I really got my life off of Cassandra, especially with the cards in my hands, the way how they were just all over the place. And the person that really made me gag really that night besides Little Vic and Cassandra was motherfucking Miss Memphis. When I tell you, Miss Memphis, bitch, by you being on that motherfucking table, girl, and then doing another table set and dipping and getting look sloppy, bitch, you was really on point with your shit. I really give, you know, a shout out to all the others, but those were the main ones that I was, like, really into. And Miss Lollipop, bitch, for you to take it home twice, bitch, at a ball, bitch, you really did your thing. And Mother, keep doing your thing. And I like to give a shout out to that Escada child that walked against RJ, too. Like, she gave Miss RJ a run for her money.
Yes, she did,
Mr.
I forgot about
that.
Yeah. She did give RJ a run. And he had to keep Balenciaga had to break the motherfucking tie. But she definitely did give Miss Archie a run, Miss.
Yeah, she gave my niece a run for her money. And I'd like to give a shout out to my son that walked realness and won. You really did your thing. So I was really proud of, you know, the cards that was there that represented. And Miss Kelly, but you is a mess, girl.
Can you please tell me why did Miss Rocco storm the floor like that, Miss? What was she doing?
Girl, I don't even know, but I'm not gonna lie, I had to give her props for her thing because it was like, bitch, that's my good out there, bitch. And I'm gonna be honest with you, the reason I got my life even off her too, though, because that was something that I would have never expected her to do. Really, like, I just gagged like, bitch, really? So I just hope Jack will come out with something to represent the big girls, because y'all really, really cut out of this way. You went up on that table, girl. And shout out to John Farmer over on South Florida. You get your thing to do for all the way. But, bitch, when I tell you.
I feel like Sadaya on that table.
Bitch, when I tell you.
I felt my Sadaya, honey. I felt my Sadaya on that table. I can't wait for Jack to put that clip on me say, I thought the table was going to fall, bitch, but the table held me up, bitch. I fucked that table up.
Yes, you did, girl. You fucked that table up. You did your thing, girl. I was like, oh, no. I was gagging.
I really had fun, and I'm so glad. I'm so mad that that Father Larry Ward and Father Tony Ward was on the same day, because I would have loved to have been at Father Tony Ward also and at Larry's Ward, but you can't be in two places at one motherfucking time, honey. And so, but I definitely did have fun.
You're crazy.
Oh, I just got some tea. Little James. I got to get on Uber. They said Little James was in drags at the ball in Baltimore. I gotta get on Hulu, Lil James. You didn't tell me.
Oh
that.
Yeah, and congratulations to Marcus and Penny, Big Boys Runway, taking home that cash. My other granddaughter, I got my life already yet.
Yeah, they was in drags for the category, Kelly.
Oh, for the category.
Yeah, not at the ball.
Oh, I thought
and,
they were in drags just at the ball.
Nice. And congratulations to the House of EVC, too, for once again doing their thing. So, all houses, be careful, honey, because the EVCs are really not playing what they should.
Yes, they is not playing, honey. With the EVCs, I was just saying that at the beginning of the show, honey. Bitches, we got to step up our games, mistake, honey, and start coming for the EVCs, honey, because the EVCs is not playing with these grand prizes, honey.
And now, to be honest with you, not only the grand prizes.
Hold on, Kool-Aid. Jenny's on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Jenny.
I just want to say, Alexis is not a part of this house. If you don't like my father, you can't be a part of this house.
Ooh.
What?
Alexis.
Oh,
wait,
shit.
You keep
that
Jennifer was up in Baltimore, too, darling. You got to see Miss Jennifer.
But, what was that saying?
The overall father already came on and straightened that out. Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, when they come out to that, not only did they win the grand prizes, when you want to talk about unity and sitting at a table and all that, bitch, a lot of people really need to really wake up because, bitch, your EVCs are really not playing. So I really have to give a shout out to y'all. Ever since I saw y'all in Atlanta and, you know, I called y'all all out, y'all been, like, really keeping my eye open, like, making me want to, like, do a lot of other things, too, with the house. So I really have to give a shout out.
Hold on, Kool-Aid, because we got a lot of callers. Hold on. 856-649, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Hello, caller. 856-649, you're live on the air. Okay, next caller, please. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this all night long. Ooh, James, you really look cute in drag. You really look cute. 614-397. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 614-397. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next caller. Girls, y'all got to fix these phones. Y'all know y'all pressing one, honey.
T-Mobile phones? Your phone not messing up, Kelly?
No, my phone is not messing up.
Well, some people T-Mobile phones is messing up.
347-673. You're live on the air of the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Kelly!
Hey, who is
this? This is the grandson. What's popping?
Man,
I'm coming from the gym.
Oh, I know that's right. How you doing?
Me and Eric right here.
Tyshawn and Father Eric. They coming from the gym.
Tyshawn, you know I'm upset with you.
Who is that?
Your auntie.
Hi.
Hey, nothing. You wasn't recording me.
You know what? I'm gonna
already said that you're full of shit, right?
Oh, Nicole. you always want Nicole. Why you always gotta come to me?
Because you know what is given. You know what is given, so get my shit, please.
Nephew.
Yes, what's going on, honey?
Don't forget to call me.
You know what? I'm going to call you tonight as soon as I get in the house, because I forgot I did say I was going to call you, but I'm definitely going to call you tonight. And it's on the radio, so I'm going to call you.
Okay. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
He's
going
to call everybody.
Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Y'all not going to be bombarding my grandson.
What?
Y'all not going to be bombarding my grandson like that, okay? Y'all not going to be tag me. Your daughter is not going to be tag teaming my grandson, okay?
Girl, please.
I'm thinking,
have nothing to do with it if I'm involved. But I don't care what you are. You could be the mother of the house for East Coast. When I'm involved, Miss Kelly, we know.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Father Chanel. You guys been calling me, too. You know what we're talking about.
Who, Father Chanel?
Yeah, Chanel. I like that, Chanel.
That's Miss Kelly's brother.
What?
What is today's date? Today is today. How many more days is left in this month?
Maybe what? What's it? How many? 30 days in April.
Oh, it's 30 days in April, so it's 4 more days in this month. Chanel, Father Chanel, you got 20 days to make it happen.
And Dante Icon, I thank you for that conversation we had. You know, I'm waiting for you, sir.
Oh, shit.
Do we have any more callers, honey? Do we have any more callers? Because I know the Chicago girls and the Louisville girls and on the line, honey. And I know Tiana's on the line. So, Tiana, where you at? How did you feel when I woke you up out that street, Tiana? 773-600. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you're live with the M, baby.
What's up, mother?
What's going on?
This Miracle.
Hey, Miracle. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just calling to congratulate everyone who had a team in Kentucky. I'm calling to congratulate Jack and Larry for honoring me to be a captain of one of the teams and to do what I do. And I had a blast in Kentucky. Everyone I met. Every Mizrahi, I want to congratulate Contrell Mizrahi for winning Twist in Kentucky and everything like that. I was just calling to congratulate everyone.
Miracle.
Huh?
Miracle.
I'm listening.
You ain't beat up your lover, did you?
You said what?
You didn't beat up your lover, did you?
Why would I beat up my lover?
Okay.
We don't need to discuss that. Now she's here telling people what we don't need to discuss. But after contradicting herself and saying,
you
can discuss everybody else's business.
You know why, Nicole, for a whole year, right? For a whole year when we started this radio show, we discussed everything. We aired out that. I'm not even going to say dirty laundry, okay? We aired out our shitty period panties on this motherfucking air, right? And I have went from state to state, and I have had meetings in every state I go to, and I have meetings with my kids. I ask them, what's good with the house, what's wrong with the house, and what we need to do to better the house, okay? And my kids feel that it's a problem that I can sit here and discuss Ms. Ryan's business on the radio. So the best thing for my house for me to do, and as me being the overall East Coast mother of my house, is for me not to discuss my business on
you.
The radio, because my kids feel
you.
That it is a problem. So
you.
I'm not going to have it be discussed on air.
You.
Well, I'm going to make this hot. Well, as your sister, that you know that is the overseer of the House of Khan, please don't discuss Khan business on the radio, because I am your sister.
Well, I've been your sister, and I tell all of y'all, y'all can discuss what the fuck y'all want about the House of Icon. It's if y'all going to get a response from me is what you should be more concerned about. Now, Kelly, you discussing it is okay, but if Mizrahi business come to the radio show, it shouldn't be pushed to the side, Miss Thing. If you discussing it, meaning that you, and you know, saying your problem or saying what you got going on, but the fact that somebody come up here and spill Mizrahi tea, they shouldn't be pushed to the side.
No, they can. Anybody can come up here and discuss any Mizrahi tea or anything that happens at the House of Mizrahi, but getting an answer or getting a rebuttal from me, it's not going
okay,
to happen.
Okay, okay, I understand that, because that's the same way I feel. I don't come here and I don't discuss what I say, so don't come up here and question me about anything. But if you choose to make your opinion or make a statement or whatever it is that you choose, you know, you have to say about the House of Icon, please feel free, but you don't expect for me to respond or think that
well,
you're going to get a debate.
Well, I'm for, as of me, I'm not discussing any business for the House of Mizrahi. I'm not going to give the girls any answer. Miss Ebony is my new PR representative, and if Miss Ebony tells me that I can discuss it and she speaks it over with the overall, because she works for the overall and she is the overall PR advisor, then I will discuss it, and that's when I get an IM from Miss Ebony.
I like that.
That answer is
true. We know. True.
True.
I told y'all, we know, I like
well,
that.
Well, I feel, if there's anything with House of Con, please call me. And I'll say if it could be discussed
Monty,
or not.
You got to get into Kelly.
Oh,
well,
she doesn't feel this way.
She's doing this for her kids.
And I'm doing it for mine.
Hold on, because I got cooling right there. Anything that I get about the House of Cards or anything that I'm going to say about the House of Cards, you know why Father James doesn't call in here? Because I tell James what I got and what I'm going to discuss. That's why he don't call in here. When he hears stuff that is not supposed to be discussed, that's when James picks up the phone and James call in here.
So
that's
what
you
got
to do. So that's what you got to do. If you hear your name up, you got to call in.
Me and James have a bond with each other. Certain things I leave out, and if certain things other people call in here and they say that James doesn't want to be released, that's when James calls in here and he reads the fuck out of that faggot.
And that's what you got to do. You got to call in.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody from D.C. 202-419-0
What's going on?
Larry, you need to move out the bowling alley, Larry. It's too loud out here.
I'm sorry. I'm in the bathroom now. We having a good time. Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
Hey, how you feel?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you to everybody for the support. Oh, is it Jaquan?
Rodney's on the phone, too.
Oh, what's up, Rodney? I'm sorry. I've been trying to bowl and do the show at the same time, but there's a lot going on. And I've been drinking, too.
I need a cocktail.
I want to say thank you to everybody who came out to the Casino Royale and supported. And congrats to the SWB Super winning. And, you know, my house as well, the representative, and the Escadas as well. And it was a, both nights was a really good turnout, good fun. It was kind of, you know, it was kind of like a little drama in between certain things, but, you know, I cleared that up, got it fixed. I guess next time I have a ball that I have to just like make the categories less complex than what they were, I guess, so people can't read the flyer. But besides that, you know, I had a really good time. I enjoyed myself. Everybody had a nice time. From what I've been hearing, haven't heard anything bad about it or whatever. But you know, I've been just really having a good time. We've been drinking today, Margarita Mondays. Now we're out bowling. Me and Jack and a bunch of other people are here, still here in Kentucky, enjoying ourselves. I kind of missed you, Rodney, for not coming on Sunday.
I know. I'm sorry. You know, everybody knew that, how I do. I'm old Kentucky.
I know, right? And Kelly, you left kind of early because today we had a really good time today.
baby, I had to get back home, honey. I had to get back home. Home is where the heart is. I had to get back home. You know, shit get loose when mother's not in town, honey. I had to get back.
But yeah, I'm in a bathroom now, talking to bowling alley. So I just want to say thank you very much for coming out supporting. And the Rumble was a success. The Casino Royale was a success. Congrats to Lollipop Comp for winning over the performance. Hello?
Yeah, you're still there.
I'm sorry, the phone beeps. Mark and Finley went over the All Runway. Emory of V2 for winning Open the All. Well, it was Bush Queen Faith. It was a Scott Child who won.
It was Buddy
and Bigger Faith. And Mook Milan for winning Thug Realness. That was 250 with the plot. And I don't think who else it was. But, you know, and of course, the Kennedy Abitus winning House Motors was $1,000. I really had a nice time, and I wish, you know, it would be less, you know, commotion, less drama next time. I just understand that with the judges trying and stuff like that, because the judges were trying to put some of the stuff, chopping and stuff, and I kind of step in and fix it. But, you know, besides everything else, everything was perfect. You know, most balls don't go perfect on the day of, but, you know, I saw a little late because Vaughn's flight got delayed, so I saw a little late, so I can't control it because of the weather. But besides that, everything else went fine, perfectly. No fights, no drama, all cash given out, all categories called, and, you know, it was a fair event to my eyes. So I want to thank everybody for coming out supporting, and I'm about to go back here and go bowling again. I think
thank
it's my time,
Larry.
Anyway.
Thank you, Larry, right. For calling in. Okay, next caller. Hold on, I'm waiting for the number. 773-996. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you all doing? This Lollipop.
Hey, Lollipop.
Hey, Lollipop.
I was just calling. Hi, everyone. I was very much calling to congratulate all the winners from this weekend, from D.C. to Kentucky to Philly, and also to tell Larry that I had a beautiful time at his bar. That was my first time in Kentucky, and I really did enjoy myself and things of that nature. And it was good to finally meet Kelly. And that's pretty much it, just to congratulate the winners and to tell Chicago saying that I'm proud of us. We pulled it off at the last minute and went out there and we did what we did.
Thank you, Lottie Bob, for definitely calling in. I had fun. It was good meeting you, too. Okay, next caller, please. 312-823. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on? Hey, Selvin. You still on?
Yeah. Cool.
Hi, Rodney.
Hello.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
I was just calling to say congratulations to my house for doing an outstanding job.
Before we get to your house, Mita, did you mm-hmm. gag when I was at the foot of your bed and woke your ass up?
Bitch, when you came in that room, I just knew I was going downtown without my lace front on, girl. I thought I was headed downtown, bitch. I said, wait a minute, is they coming to get me?
Girl, I had so much fun with you and Emery and all your kids and the cars
yes.
and everything. I really had fun with y'all.
That hotel was jumping, baby.
Yes, well, go back to picking up your house. Go ahead, girl.
But, yeah, I do want to congratulate the house for really coming out, doing an outstanding job of, you know, throughout the chops that we did receive, which was a dozen chops, and we still just, you know, persevered, and we just stuck it out, and it was just amazing. The ball was wonderful. Larry did a fabulous job, you know, and he's holding down Kentucky, keeping it on the map. And like you said, it was one of those weekends where it was just fun. And, yeah, that hotel was a scandal. But I do want to thank, you know, Emery for winning, Bianca, and, you know, everyone that came out, all the Visus that came out with drama and everyone that came out. And, you know, we stuck in there and we did what we had to do. And we really had a good time, and we appreciate everything that everyone did and everyone didn't do. And either which way, we're going to continue on and, you know, give our best to the ballroom.
Thank you, Yes, honey. The next time they have another grand prize, honey, I'm gonna have to start doing my motherfucking research and getting my motherfucking kids together, honey. I'm gonna have to stop y'all motherfuckers because y'all on fire, bitch, right now. Y'all is on motherfucking fire, honey.
Thank you. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. It really was. Really? But it took all of us, you know, to come together and unify and just, you know, get it together. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to represent and be positive and, you know, through everything that went on, stay calm. You know, we're not the type of house to get rowdy, but, you know, we do have to stand up sometimes for some of our kids. And but we just continued on, and we waded through with the Dick Shade, and we continued on, and we were victorious. So
I know that's right.
Each and every one of them. Each and every one of them. But, bitch, if you come in my room like that again, baby, I was not ready.
Baby, when I tell you I had so much fun, I really did.
Yes.
I enjoyed myself. I really
that
did.
That hotel was Danji Cunt.
Yes, that hotel, when I tell you that hotel was so everything, bitch. That
yes,
hotel
it was.
Was so everything.
I was gagging. I'm like, yes, this
baby,
was amazing.
When I came into the hotel meter, I'm looking on hotels.com, and I'm gagging. They ain't got no five-star hotels by the airport, bitch, so I'm gagging. So I get
right.
Okay, well, I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to stay over here where all the girls is at. Bitch, when I came in there, we came down that little hill, I said, oh, no, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to see this mistake. But once
right.
I got up in there, and I was hanging out with all the girls, and we just had so much fun and running from
so
room.
So much fun.
It was really, bitch. It didn't matter that it was only a motherfucking one-star hotel because we had a blast. We turned it out,
honey, and the kids and the staff. And that hotel staff was just paying it, girl. They was just paying it. And that's what I was like, this.
Bitch, because that housekeeper, honey, bitch, I told her every bitch that had a room on the fifth floor was my room, bitch. And she was opening the doors paying it, bitch.
Bitch, y'all came in there like the motherfucking tabernacle choir. I say, what in gay hell? Baby, y'all was turning the girls all weekend, all morning. I'm like, oh my God, these people is crazy.
Yes, honey, yes,
yeah.
Baby. Next year, baby, when I tell you the way the visas is going, baby, if the visas don't win House of the Year in every motherfucking state next year, baby, that's a motherfucking shame because the visa is not playing with the girls this year, bitch. And I have seen this since the Atlanta Awards War. The Evisus is not playing with the girls.
Yeah, we pulling it out. We pulling it out. You know, we just keep going. We keep going, and you know, we got a very, very good batch of kids, members here in the Midwest, and you know, it's a very colorful, very opinionated for people, but they're all just so fabulous, and you know, a lot of them, you know, they do the balls for fun. And you know, now they're learning that, you know, it takes a lot more than, you know, it takes a lot more, you know, to put it together. So now a lot of them are taking the ballroom more seriously, you know, and I told them, I said, you know, it does become a way of life. You know, it becomes our way of life. This is something that we do every day. And for some it is extracurricular, and for some it's not. And so we have to find that balance that everyone can have fun at the same time and at the same time take it seriously.
Okay. But I want to thank you for calling in.
All right. Take care, y'all. Talk to you
okay.
later.
Okay.
Bye.
Next caller, we have one, honey. Next caller, if we have one. Oh, baby, what I tell you, I would have loved for all my girls to have been there if Father Tony Moore wasn't on that day and for everybody to have been there. Bitch, we probably would still be in Kentucky, honey.
It sounded like it was a ball, bitch. I saw that. When she said that hotel was Benji, kind of, I could just see it in my head, bitch. And
Nicole,
I could see you pumping from floor
Benji,
to floor.
I'm talking about Benji, cut Nicole, bitch.
I would have got my lines.
You know, Nicole, when you go to most hotels, Nicole, you cannot be in the motherfucking lobby just sitting around in the lobby up on the motherfucking furniture and shit. And I was sitting on the motherfucking couch, bitch, in the motherfucking lobby, bitch, talking to the fucking cunt, honey. I was talking to the cunt that was running the front desk, sitting on the motherfucking couch and talking to her. I said, girl, you going to have stories when you go back to the beauty parlor and you go home tonight and you tell them. Baby, I said, make sure you tell them it was fags from L.A., it was fags from New York. Billy, I said, you make sure you tell them it was fat for every state girl, and they had you motherfucking laughing and kicking. Why the fuck this man, this motherfucking cunt, came out walking her motherfucking dog, bitch. And while one of the queens said, oh, shit, it's two dogs, one on four legs and one on two.
Oh,
bitch,
shit.
I tell you, bitch, when I tell you, Nicole, that cunt looked like she wanted to read, bitch, but it was so many of us down there in the hallway, that bitch just stuck up her nose and kept motherfucking going.
It felt like it was fun.
It really was. I really did have fun. Miss Ebony, do we have any more callers, honey? Because I know a lot of girls are hitting me up, and they wanted the phone number to the show, Miss Day, and they was going to call in tonight, honey, because we have.
I hear Didi Revlon is out of Jamaica. Congratulations. Welcome home, girl.
Oh, she was back. She was in Jamaica?
I heard she was in Jamaica, so she's home and she's out and about. And congratulations, Miss Didi Revlon. Welcome
home. Hey, Didi. Welcome
back,
Didi.
I would love to see you hit the floor and bring that catwalk back.
Welcome back, motherfucking Didi. How you doing, bitch? How you doing, bitch? So did you stay down in Baltimore? You came right back.
Actually, I came home. All the festivities were starting later, and it was like, oh, God, it was just draining. It was tiring, so I just got exactly back on the road. I got back into New York City probably like 2 o'clock. I went to stop to make a pit stop, and then I went to get something to eat, and they were closed. I was gagging. So I was back
home. Shit. You
yeah,
got back home.
Yeah, Jimmy's, bitch, in 169th and Clay, Miss Thing. You know, that's the spot, bitch. How I got there, and they was closed. Father was so disappointed. I was like, Father, I got this spot for you. We're going to Jimmy's on 169th, bitch. Day food is crazy up in there. And, bitch, I got there, and they was closed. You know how hurt I was? I came home and ate raviolis.
I'm gonna fuck you up. Jaquan, where you at? Jaquan?
Came back. I just came back.
Oh, what you call it? Well, how was your weekend in Wisconsin?
You said what?
How was your weekend in Wisconsin?
It was all right. It was okay. It was kind of boring. There's nothing up here but cows.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, honey. I should have came and met you.
In you
West
should
Carlton,
have.
Neverland.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yes, Father.
I received a call from Eric. I don't know if you talked to them yet. Why he went to Philly for the weekend for the
Yes, Tasha told me, when I tell you, the only person I spoke to when I came home was motherfucking Tasha. We get on iChat because, you know, I had to log on my computer.
Right.
And he told me how they whooped upon man and them, honey, and they told them that they is not ready for me. But I will be in Philly the Friday before the Blonding Ball, and we can play Friday night all the way to it's time to go to the Blonding Ball, honey. They said he was trying to call me
to come to Philly to help man out. Brother, I'm sorry. I couldn't get up there. They say Ronnie joined in. My sister, she couldn't help him out. It was like, oh, they say, Eric was like, I whooped your brother's ass, uncle. I was like, oh, my God.
Baby, when I tell you I'm coming to Philly, honey, I'm coming. I'm going to have a bottle of vodka. I'm going to have a red deck of cards and a blue deck of cards, and I'm coming with my cast. So let's play, because I'm ready to play. Honey. They told me they won the change out there, honey. Oh,
Ronnie.
Yes.
So what was your opinion on the whole face?
Jaquan is not Remy. Do you miss his play? Jaquan is not in Wisconsin working. He's out there living with his grandmother. So stop putting false teeth out, you late queens.
What they say?
That you're in Wisconsin working. No, they said they was asking. No, he's visiting his family.
Oh,
queen. You know
why
what?
Why are you even responding to that? Rodney,
but you know what? The girls is hitting me up, and the girls got hit me up 5 times about this mistake. The girls wanted to know what happened at motherfucking Louisville mistake at Larry's Ball. They said they heard Jesus Malone was in the building, Ron Malenciaga, D. Anthony, and a whole bunch of other fab sex sirens was in the building, and they did not win. Baby, what I tell you, man, they sat all of those boys down mistake, and baby, I gagged when that Escada Child sat motherfucking Diesel down, bitch. My motherfucking girl, I was gonna try to say something else, but baby, I'm gonna have to keep it real, baby. When that Escada Child sat motherfucking Diesel down mistake, I thought my tuck fell out, Miss Thang. I had to get up and go to the bathroom and fix my panties, honey. My tuck fell out, girl. I gagged, girl.
Oh,
that's what happened. Bitch, that's what the fuck happened, bitch. I fucking gag. But Diesel came back last night, and he swept those motherfucking bitches' ass last night. Buddy.
I did get a play-by-play on each battle per person. Everything for sex out, of course, you know they call me.
Baby, well, Rodney, what I tell you, Rodney, baby, you can't take nothing. You can't take nothing from nobody because they won. They won. But Rodney, I really gagged. I gagged. I felt bad, Mister. You know how when you, it's like this, when you lose to somebody that you know you're not supposed to lose to. I felt bad. I felt like they disrespected Diesel.
Right.
Because I was mad, really, bitch. I was ready to get off the judges' panel after that. I was mad.
When they gave it to me, they say that his name is Cameron. They say Cameron Escada beat Diesel, and then the next battle was Brett Evisu versus Cameron Escada, and Brett.
And they let Brett
won over
sit him down.
Right. So
bitch.
I was really.
Baby, when I tell you can't take nothing from nobody, well, baby, y'all motherfucking girls that was up there on that jealous panel mistake, I looked down at them mistake, and I said, I would have to ask them, what the fuck are y'all bitches smoking? I asked them. Nobody had nothing to say. And you know another thing, this is another thing that kills me, with me being on the judges panel. I love everybody, and everybody has their opinions, their judges' mistake. But, bitch, I be sick and tired of the girls' mistake, looking around, knowing that they want to chop somebody's mistake, but want to look around at everybody else to see what everybody else going to do. And then they want to make me out to be the bad motherfucking bitch, because I'm the only bitch that's willing to chop somebody, because these other bitches don't want to chop them, but they looking around like they want to chop them. So since they looking around like they want to chop them, and I know they're supposed to be chopped, I'm going to chop them. And so then everybody want to make me out to be the bad bitch, and the girls want to come up here and want to read me. Bitches, grow some motherfucking balls, and if you know a bitch is supposed to be chopped, chop the bitch. Don't sit there and hide behind these motherfucking cards and shit mistake. Keep cackling, knowing you want to chop them and give me your 10. So you know what I did for the rest of the night? Since y'all want to make me out to be a bad guy, bitch, I kept my 10 up all night long, bitch. I didn't even put it down, mistake. I stopped chopping the girl. My 10 stayed up. They didn't even have to ask me, Kelly, what's your score? Before they even hit the runway, my 10 was already up, bitch.
Yes, you know I go through that from time to time too, Kelly, so I definitely understand what you're going through.
But Mr. Maskin took off on Antoine Balenciaga. He ran him. Oh, bitch, you can't take me. You ain't never seen me, bitch. I always slammed you, mistake. I thought your bitch pussy ass was motherfucking walking. Bitch, why the fuck you wasn't on the motherfucking road? This is motherfucking Givenchy 2011, mistake. Ain't nobody got these motherfucking shoes. And you will never see another bitch in the motherfucking states with these shoes. And then my girlfriend on the side of me said, I got them in my closet, Kelly. I said, ooh. Oh, so we got another caller. 347-435. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 347-435. You're live on the air. Miss Keisha, what's going on with her? Next caller, switchboard. Buddy. 614-805, you're live on air on the recap show. How you doing? 614-850, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Okay, girl. Next caller, please. Buddy, it's a lot of callers, but ain't nobody saying nothing. 314-556, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 314-556, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
What's up, Kelly? This is Denim.
This is who?
Denim Evisu.
Hey, Denim.
What's going on?
What's T? How you doing?
Nothing, just calling me in the room. Say what's up.
Hey, what's T? You got any tea? You got any tea? You want to say anything?
No, just shout out to my house family, Evisu. That's about it.
No. Okay, thank you, Denim, for calling in. Yes. Where's all the girls from Chicago? Where's my sister, Miss Tiana? Tiana, call in here. Press 1. Honey, Switchboard, we're going to have to drop some of these calls. Because I know it's some other girls that want to call in here, Miss Thing. We probably can't even see their numbers because the voice is probably full, honey. Let's get these girls on the line, honey. Bitch. But I really enjoyed myself overall, bitch. I really did. Girls, y'all had fun. 347-673. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Grandma, take me off. I'm just listening.
Okay, you can take that caller off and just listen to that. Oh, next caller, please. Yeah. 317-777. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello, mother.
Hello.
It's Erica.
Hey, Erica.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Erica.
Hi, Uncle Rodney.
Hey, baby girl. How are you?
I'm good. I missed you this weekend, Uncle Rodney.
I know. I just hate that both balls are on the same day. But, you know, everybody knows I definitely have to support my father. So that's, what, you know, without a question.
And, yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to say I thank everybody for coming out. We had a wonderful time. It was lovely seeing Kelly, Jack, Monet, Joelle, everybody from the East Coast, all the Chicago kids. We had a wonderful, wonderful time, a wonderful turnout. And I can't wait for the next function.
I know that's right. I can't wait either.
I imagine you weren't here for Margarita Monday's, mother.
Oh, baby, I had to go home, buddy. I had to get home. I had to get home, baby. I would have stayed out there, honey. I already had 2 hours of sleep the whole trip. The whole weekend, I already had 2 hours of sleep. I had to get home. Baby, when I tell you I got off the plane at 10 o'clock this morning, I slept until 9 o'clock tonight. I had to get my rest. Had to recuperate and get myself back prepared for the show and get myself ready for work tomorrow.
I know that's real. Well, thank you for letting me talk. Just put me back in the queue.
Okay, thank you, Erica. Next caller, please. Bitch, I can't wait. I hope we have fun like this for the Blondie Ball, honey. I'm going to have fun, honey, after I take the girl's change, honey. 773-668, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
I'm trying to be a
prop. 773-668, you're live on the air. One more time, 773-668. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, Switchboard, next caller, please. They're going to have to call back in, honey. The girls just play games. Anybody want to talk, but nobody ain't saying nothing, honey, when they get up on the line. What the fuck, honey? Mitch, what the fuck is going on with the girls? Jaquan, you riding really low tonight. You ain't doing a lot of talking.
Looking for something.
He said he didn't get any balls, so he don't really make any comments tonight.
You said, well,
you still haven't commented on what you thought about Face, Rodney.
Well, Face was won by Adonis Epic, right?
Is that the light-skinned child with the curls?
No, that was Models Magazine Face.
Okay, well, Models Magazine Face, thank you for
well,
your correction.
Well, when I'm judging for Models Magazine Face, as opposed to regular Face, Model Magazine Face, because... like I said, they're, you know, doing the covers and doing different things like that. You can be a little bit more painted and a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, animated in your look and in your face when you're walking. So I tend to judge on that. I wanted him to walk the regular face category, but, you know, I don't know. You know, but he still gave me – Roz gave me a GQ look, and I did like that look on him. But the other child gave me a very, like – the magazine, like, you know, you can be in the dressing room and they're dabbing you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my vote. So, and how on one end you're going to say you love how Mariah was voting, but then you're going to say, well, you questioned my vote on that category.
Well, yeah,
we voted the same way.
We're not going to get no back entrance to the situation. I like
voted
the
way
you voted, but I still didn't understand.
You just want an explanation on how I voted for
because it was, mind you, it seemed like you was kind of like,
I was kind of stuck.
And like it was, and it was like that child. It, no, I believe.
Hold on, hold on,
Nicole.
We gonna hold on with
Nicole.
We gonna come back to that. We got a caller. 773-571. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, hi everybody. This is Kentrell. X has got him as Rahi now.
Hey, Kentrell, you won't die for real this little twist.
Thank you, Ma. Hey, Uncle Rodney.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just want to congratulate Miracle and the Shotown team. They did so good this weekend. And I had such a blast with Kelly all weekend, too.
Yes, I had so much. I had so much fun, honey. I had so much fun.
Oh, my God. Stop waking everybody up like that.
Control, they want to know who chopped you at Larry Wall and why.
Rico LaPorta chopped me. But I turned around the next day and won, so it really don't even matter. But I think Neiman told him to chop me. I think Neiman gave him a cue to chop me, getting me up after.
Oh, I know that's right.
I just been real. I don't know. I think that's what I think it was. But, you know, hey.
Okay, I know that's right. But I want to congratulate you on winning and coming out there and showing your ass, honey. Maybe I need, hold on. I have another caller and I have some tea from Philly. 908-294. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hi.
Hi, what's tea?
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have time to be playing with you. I really don't.
That's just naive. I don't have time, Kelly.
Yeah, I really don't have time. But they oh my God, here we go again. Can an Escada please call? I need an Escada representative to please call in here and tell me what is going on, honey. They say if Rhea is no longer East Coast mother Escada, her and a few other members have left. Whoa, my God. Rhea, are you becoming Milan, Gassad, Chanel, Milan, Harira? Are you going to be like him in this world we'll see Rhea? Find a family and stick with it. Somebody call in here and tell me what the fuck is going on, honey. Bitch, I'm gagging. It's just too much.
I want to put something out there that I just received, if y'all mind.
Go ahead. Put it out.
I was told I wasn't at the ball. I wasn't at the other ball. This is coming from the Midwest. That the Herreras seem to be having a slight problem with my house.
Oh.
So I would like to know where that is coming from, and nip it in the bud really fast.
Well, John,
so I won't have to start my shit.
Well, Marco, it would be a pleasure to have Marco call up here on the show. I know the old world point of the house.
That answer is.
See, I always am on point with that. True, I know it.
Miss Emily is really shady.
Emily is answering my questions. What you say? So you're telling me that's not true. But well, when Tayana calls in, when she gets through, she'll fill me in and she'll fill you guys in as well.
Oh, well, Tayana, where you at, Tayana, honey? Get up here on this line, Tayana, because Tayana been hitting me up and asked me for the number. So, Tayana, hit me up here, honey, because, yeah, the girls is really being shady and really being facetious on that gender panel mistake. They was really catty. They was really carrying on and being really catty on that gender panel.
Oh, but you agreed that it could be some type of shade.
It could be some type of shade. It was a lot of it.
Okay.
It was,
okay.
No, because when I tell you, Nicole, I'm not going to sit here and lie to Nicole. It was a lot of motherfucking shade and shit that was going on. That gender panel, bitch, and I was gagging. When I tell you, I was gagging, honey. The one was cute overall mistake, but the girls really, you know how you have bitches mistake? You got bitches, and I don't care if they're a legend, I don't care if they're an icon, I don't care if they're a statement or a star, but bitch, it's a lot of bitches, whether they're any of those four that I named this day, that even though they have a title or they are no crickety rick in this day, they still shouldn't be sitting on motherfucking judges panel. It's no shame. Okay? Let's be motherfucking real, bitch. The girls need to be real with their motherfucking self. It's 2010. We about to go into 2011. The girls need to start being real with their motherfucking self, okay? Let's get rid of all the politics and be motherfucking real, and let's be fair. You bitches ain't gonna sit on nobody else's judges panel or want nobody to sit on your judges panel and guess whether the money is coming from the door or whether you walk in the building with your money. Let's be motherfucking fair and stop giving away other people motherfucking shit because you don't want them to do it to you at your motherfucking ball.
So it's some type of shade with the House of Milan. I suggest that we rectify this problem tonight.
Okay. Fair.
I'm not saying yes there is or there isn't because I don't know.
Let's get to the real mistake.
You're not
mistake.
Saying
let,
you're just saying.
Hold on, let me get to the real mistake where I felt that it was shade. And this is only my opinion, and my opinion isn't just like everybody else's opinion, because everybody has an asshole mistake. It's nothing, like I said, it's nothing taking away anything from that is child from the house. It's got a mistake. I don't understand how Ms. Markle was on the end of the... That wasn't that day. That was the other night.
I want to know why you didn't understand that night, too, but go ahead.
Baby, well, I don't understand, baby, but you know the girls are fans of mistake.
So why you didn't understand for that night, then? Tell me about that night, mistake.
I just didn't understand a lot of shit that was going on, mistake. Girls that was winning.
So you didn't understand
what
how she judged, or you didn't understand the fact that she was sitting there?
I don't understand a lot of things. I don't understand why some people are in drags mistake. I don't understand why some people are dykes mistake, because everything is not for everybody.
No, okay.
If it doesn't fit, they say quit. Mistake, girl. Baby, but you know, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to bash anybody mistake. Because
somebody got something.
That's not what I'm here for, but baby. The girls are really catty and the girls are really shady, mistake. What I tell you, bitch, the girls' mistake was being really shady and really catty, mistake. Buddy.
They were.
Kelly.
All right.
Kelly.
Yeah.
The number is 224. What's the other one? 224-829,
Tayana. Miss Emily, 224-829. Can you please find that number? Okay, Tayana, you is on the air. Tayana.
Hold on,
224-829, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, sister, what's the tea?
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on, honey? I have fun with you, honey.
I have fun with you, too, waking up at the end of my damn bed.
Hey, yes, honey, well, let me give y'all the tea on Miss Tayana, honey, before she starts getting into the gossip and the dirt, mistake. Every outfit Miss Tayana had on this weekend, mistake, she had her little short cut, mistake. And whatever outfit she had on, whatever color shirt she had on, she had that color streak in her motherfucking wig, mistake, bitch. The bitch had on green on motherfucking Saturday, she had a green stripe in her hair. The bitch had on pink last night, she had a pink stripe in her hair. But go ahead, Tayana, get to the dirt.
And I got an orange tonight, I got an orange stripe on my hair now.
I think that's right.
What were we talking about? We were talking about the shade on the panel, right?
Yes, the
Patty. About the girls getting upset and the whole the Chicago got up off the panel so that Karen still won, right?
Yeah, and they still won.
Right. That goes to show you how shady the panel really was. The one thing I did have a problem with one of the shady persons on a panel is John Herrera. I don't know what it is. I have got word back from some of his house members that he didn't see me, he didn't see my realness or whatever, but if you don't see me or my realness, take it out on me, not on my house. That's one thing, because, you know, I can't see your whole house package. Me.
Oh, shit.
And I can do that as a free agent.
Okay.
I can do that, too. Who else was on the panel acting a fool? Well, that's the only one that I felt, you know, that was real shitty towards our house. And congratulations to Diesel and Mocha for winning their grand prize.
Okay, it's not the house of Herrera. It's John Herrera. So, John, brother, call me. We can talk about it. We can get rid of it before another Midwest ball. You know, we frequent those balls, and we do cut up.
Well, I'm going to let the girls know, honey. I'll be back in the Midwest May 14th, honey. I will be in the Midwest from the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, and back in New York on the 17th to do the show live from New York City. I will be in the Midwest, honey, because the Midwest was a motherfucking mess. It was a mess. I had a gagger, but I can't talk about it with the girls on the radio show. But I will film my sisters and later
and
on my gagger.
Tayana,
you know my gagger that I gagged that last night at the function.
Right. But sister, someone just hit me up on my Yahoo tag and told me to ask you about your father Q.
What about him?
They said, why did he leave your house? I don't know why they hit me up.
That answer is not true.
Oh, he didn't leave. Oh, I was just about to take it in, girl.
Maybe. I was just on the phone with Father Q earlier.
Well, you guys heard it. Don't hit me up with it. I need to know who that was later.
They can hit me up, honey. I'm Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com. Y'all can hit me up, and y'all can ask me any questions y'all want to ask me, honey. He is still father. He is still the overall East Coast, the Midwest father, and so is Ray Ray still as the mother. He did not leave. He's not going anywhere, honey. The girls don't leave. The girls don't just leave, honey. They get put out, honey.
So, Kelly.
Yes.
Did you ever get the tea on who was trying to steal seven house member?
Oh, no, she didn't tell me the tea. But, we got to get that bitch back up on here in the phone line because that bitch hung up because she said the girl's going to gag at the next ball in Chicago who's coming out as the new father, Miss Day. She played Snatchies, Miss Day. Everybody not going to be playing my game Snatchies, Miss Day. You got to call me and ask me can you get in the game of Snatchies, Miss Day. Honey, yes, that bitch got a call. I got to get the tea for that bitch, honey. But she said she snatched up her new father, Miss Day, and the girls is going to gag. They tried to snatch her mother, and she said she snatched the father from their house, honey. So I need to know who she snatched.
So is that meaning that my brother Derek is going to be demoted from being a father?
I don't know, girl. Oh, Miss Tyler, you better call back in here. Miss Tyana just made a discrepancy, Kool-Aid, the Nishka Khan. I need you back here on this motherfucking line, honey. If you got a new father, Miss Day, that means Father Derek is getting demoted, Miss Day. So you better call in here and tell me something, honey, or y'all start to eat overall East Coast titles, too.
By your old Kentuckiana father.
The old Kentuckiana father. Ooh. Well, girl, I'm going to get the tea. I'm going to get the tea out of her, honey. Trust me, I'm going to get the tea, honey.
Wow.
Honey. So, hold on, honey. Hold on. Y'all talk for a minute, honey. I got to get one of my kids is in a dirty situation, honey, and you know mother got to call in and act like mother needs him to come over so he can get out the situation. So y'all talk for a minute. You know I got to do motherly deeds.
Oh, my goodness.
You know when my kids is in something, mother, you know I got to quick comp to scare. Dude, hold on.
I want to give a shout-out to my house member and the Revlon, Quan Milan and Bubby Revlon, for winning Team Twister versus Team Sister. They battle against Pooh and Pooh Revlon. And, yeah, this is Baltimore for the grand prize. It was Lil James Khan and Boom Revlon. They were the last two battles, and the Twisters won. Congratulations to my son and to my nephew for that.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations to Diamond Milan for winning Drag's Realness. And also congratulations to Droopy Milan for coming back out for Schoolboy Realness. And where, you know, that line was always long, for winning that.
Where he's from?
My house.
Where he's from?
Look at her.
Droopy.
The call. Stop it. Rodney. Hold on. Hold on, Rodney. Nicole, stop inquiring. Your magic said he'll be back in New York tomorrow, so stop inquiring.
But no, I just want to give it all props. I'm sorry, Rodney. I just, you know, I'm not a girl that likes straight guys, so I do take, you know, a notice to, you know, the gay guy and Droopy, you know, Kelly. I don't know. He was just this. I didn't even speak to him. This is what I got from just looking across from him. Like his swag was like, Then I heard he was Tim lover and. Ex-lover, should I say, excuse me.
I was like, wow, you did a TRW check right there at the ball, nigga?
Yeah, no, but it was, but you want to gag my brother. It did not happen in the ball. It was like, I left, you know, I remember I left him, went and sat in the car, and I seen some come out, and I said, who the hell is that? Like, who is that? And I had to ask many people, and they was like, oh, that's Droopy. Does he vote the O-A?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yes.
Oh, hold on, it's about to get messy. it's about to get messy. Here she goes, honey. Legendary Kelly Kennedy, you're alive.
Everybody, hi Rodney, hi Nicole.
Hey, what's
hi,
going
how
on?
You?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
I see.
Come on.
Stirring it up. Hang it up.
What?
Do speak. Nicole, you back
cabbage.
In your old trick.
Cabbage.
Do speak, Auntie. Do speak. You always speak an enlightening word. Do speak, but not too much, okay?
I see that you want your eyes to droop, too, a little bit.
Oh, I'm crying, my lanta. No, I just, like, really gag. I never actually seen the child up in person. I've seen them on the tape. And he vokes all way, and it goes with that. Yeah, okay, it's cute.
He does it when
cute.
He walks, too. And he puts his all into anything that he does, I see.
Oh,
like his schoolboy, and like his old way. I appreciate seeing both of them. I mean, I guess you appreciate it a little more than I do, huh, Ms. Nicole?
I mean, like, you know, arms and shoulders.
Like head and shoulders.
Arms and shoulders, you know.
But everything is okay. How was your weekend, Kelly? I heard it was festive.
Oh, it was a festive weekend. It was a festive weekend, honey. I had a blast from the past, honey.
Since you have been a single white woman, huh?
Robin?
What would you have given to be a single white woman?
Maybe.
And you know I have my sources too, baby.
You have your sources around what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about. I plead the fifth.
Kelly don't have to be single.
She does what she wants. She's overall.
It's under the heading of, I don't put out Mizrahi business. Yeah, okay.
I plead the fifth. I don't know what y'all talking about, honey.
Right. We understand.
I had a lovely weekend. I enjoyed my whole weekend. I enjoyed my 2 hours of rest in my bed alone this weekend.
Then you had to get up and put your clothes back on so you could rush out and go make the house meeting. Then you had to come back and get dressed again so you could make the function.
And then you went from hotel room to hotel room waking up the girls.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
What did you happen to run into in one of these hotel rooms? Come on.
I didn't run into anything. I don't know what y'all talking about.
In the hotel elevator. Miss Kelly.
Yes.
You didn't run into some girl giving head in the room?
I don't know what y'all talking about, Matt.
Miss Kelly, you didn't run into, we didn't run into someone getting done into the in a stairwell in a hotel.
Please don't tell me that's Ms. Rocky T, and that's why you didn't want to spill it.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh.
Well, actually, if you want to get technical, I didn't put the T out there because it was Ms. Rahi and Ebony T. I didn't put the T out there, Miss Say.
Right,
no,
right,
it was
right.
Some Evisu, too. Some Evisu.
Don't sit there and give that to y'all. No, come on. What happened? What y'all saw?
Tell me. I want to know.
Okay, put it out.
The stairwell, what I can't tell you, baby. Hold on. They shit. I'm gonna tell you this, baby. They shit it in the Robin Street on the staircase. Listen. They shit it on the staircase in the Robin Street. And maybe the Motel 6, they were sucking dick on the staircase. I'm not going to say who was sucking dick, but maybe they were sucking dick on the staircase in the Motel 6. I was in Nicole. Let me tell you, this is how bad it was, Nicole. Let me tell you how bad it was. I couldn't really vogue like I wanted to last night to cut up. That's why I was on the table, because I was running down the motherfucking hallway mistake to get the tea with my motherfucking four and some motherfucking stilettos on, bitch, and messed up my knee.
Oh.
That's how bad I had to catch the tea.
This Motel 6 had it going the fuck on, bitch. Okay. This Motel 6 was the place to be.
Baby, when I tell you the Motel 6, no, it was not Joel, bitch. Joel was in the bed asleep.
Well, what did they walk?
Baby, the only thing I'm going to tell you, this story that I'm going to tell you, right?
They walk both films.
Down that slam!
Oh, Cabbage, you know! Oh,
I think that's why I brought it up! Because I knew Miss Kelly wasn't going to tell it!
Okay, well, listen, let me tell you something. The Miss Rahi was not sucking dick, and the Miss Rahi was not getting his dick sucked. The Miss Rahi was in the room. But the Ebony Child, and I'm not going to mention nobody's name, the Ebony Child was the one getting his dick sucked that was going with the Miss Rahi. But I'm not going to mention anybody's name, but that's what happened in the staircase.
His name is...
Tiana, leave the names out of it, Tiana.
I was going to do that.
I'm going to have Miss Ebony Flash. Was
that the reason why Kool-Aid said, did you beat your lover? Is that anything to do with that?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Ooh, so wait, y'all know one person already. Cause you
actually,
it's how y'all, come on, come on. Why y'all being like that?
Because, Nicole, if you think about it, you think it too hard. If you think about it, you should get it, honey. Me and Tyler, I gave you all the elements, so let's find a way.
I'm actually trying to help the audience. Didn't I just tell you, when I seen that bitch number, didn't I tell you it was going to be some motherfucking mess?
I
told you it was
going to
be some mess.
Okay, let me recap it for you, Nicole, so you'll get it straight. Sam, the Ebony and the Ms. Rahi never go. Think about what Ebony and what Ms. Rahi is going together. There's not too many of them. Okay, now mind you, there's an Ebony and Ms. Rahi team that one is a twister. Both of them are twists. What is a twister? That's the Mizrahi and the Ebony. But you're not going to really know about them because they don't come out like that. So who are the other three sets that are Mizrahi's going with Ebony? Clear. Think about the ones that were not in town, and think about the ones that were in town, and think about the ones that you think about.
Oh, shit.
Baby, I done adapted, honey. But the only thing I can tell you was the Mizrahi wasn't the one munching or being munched.
No, he was the one watching, telling on his phone. Cabbage is a mess.
Kelly.
I got the message. Put it to me. Four different times.
Is that the person in the chat room?
Is that the person in the chat room?
The person, look. Is that it?
No. That wasn't the person, though. He was asleep. I busted their room. What's the Ebony Child name that walks late room? I busted their room, and they was knocked out asleep. They gagged. They wasn't in the staircase, honey. They wasn't in the staircase. They were asleep. It wasn't Red. Him and the one that walked best dressed, they was in their hotel room knocked out asleep, honey. It was the young girls, honey.
Who is this?
It was the young girls that was in the room doing what they do, honey. But I don't know nothing, honey. Y'all not gonna keep me in nothing, honey. Having these girls coming and reading me, honey. I don't know.
Kelly.
Yes.
So how much did they pay for that room?
How much did they pay for the room?
You said they was in their room.
Which one? The girls that was munching?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the film queen? The film queen we busted that was marching? I don't know how much
the two butch queens.
Oh, I don't know how much they paid for their role. Well, y'all are some mess. Y'all are some cheese, Miss Bay. Y'all are some bitty cheese, honey. Out of the dusting, honey. Out of the dusting. I do, Miss Tamis. I do. Baby, when Miss Tamis calls up here for two things, Miss Tang. Well, three things. Miss Tamis calls up here to resolve problems, Miss Tang. And she calls up here when it's a positive topic and it hits the jones in her body. Or that bitch calls up here to stir some motherfucking mess.
But I'm going to tell you the tea, Kelly. I was in my bathtub taking a bath like cunt and... my Yahoo popped up and got rid of Miss Cabbage. Call in.
Baby.
Now, Hawkins and Chops knew that I knew the tea, but they knew I knew the tea.
Baby, well, I don't know, honey. I don't know. I'm not going to stir. I'm not going to stir. I don't even know. Actually, I know the Miss Rahi Chow name, but I don't even know the little Ebony voice name. I'm going to go. If I knew his name, I probably wouldn't say it, but I don't know his name. I just know that
his name is.
I just know that he's cute.
Hey, Diana, go ahead.
I just know that he's cute. I just know he's cute and he's light skinned, but I don't know his name.
The lion.
No, actually, I don't know his name. I promise you, I don't know his name. Only thing I know is that he's my house child's boyfriend. That's the only thing I know.
Diana, who is it?
Because you know I can't tell it.
Baby, I don't have nothing to do with it, honey. I said I'm not spilling anything, but I didn't say that anybody else.
Kelly, stop texting Mumu over here to me.
What you say?
I said stop texting Mumu over here to me.
Miss Tiana and a fucking
fucking mess.
That bitch is a mess.
No, that's because Kelly keep on texting me, and I'm not going to tell her Miracle either.
Oh, my God.
So they got more than just congratulations for the ball, darling. Let me get high.
Tiana is a mess, honey. She is a fucking mess, honey.
I'm understanding what you're texting me.
Buddy, I'm gonna fuck Tiana up, buddy. Oh God.
Miracle Ms. Rahi.
Cabbage is going in.
I'm just, oh, I always can depend on Tiana, honey. I'm sure I gave it to tea just now.
Kelly, where did you go, Fez? Kelly,
he's texting me again, telling me I'm late.
They said that's...
I'm right here.
No.
I'm right here.
I heard Miss Kelly had a notepad and pen, and she was going through the whole hotel, busting in girls' rooms, knocking on doors, calling Avon. Bitch, you know what she was up to.
I believe her.
Well, Miss Kelly, if you gave out the Ebony and the Mizrahi, try to tell on the EV suit, too.
I don't know that film queen name.
They said Mumu Ebony was getting his dick sucked and his boyfriend didn't know, and his boyfriend was the Mizrahi. That's why Kool-Aid asked, did he beat your boyfriend up?
Right. And you said that was resolved.
Myth X.
Baby,
what did y'all gag about child, the visa child? What was she doing? Like,
baby, when they say RuPaul says you must sing for your life, when Stang was in that room and we busted and opened that door, she was on that couch and she was munching for her life. But I don't know her name. Like I said, I didn't know the Ebony Child name, but I don't know her name. But Tiana might know her name because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the girl's name.
She lying.
Okay, all the way through it.
No, actually, I don't know her name. I really don't. I promise you, I don't know her name. I really don't.
But you spoke to her.
Yes, she did, Karen.
I know, because the person is texting me, telling me that Miss Kelly spoke to her, so she a lying bitch.
I spoke to her, mistake, but I don't know her name. I just bust up in her room. Bitch, I bust up in her room, honey. I don't know her name, honey. But you know, Tayana, I'll spill it in a few minutes. You know how she do. She's going to wait around, honey.
Well, hurry up and text it to her.
You good?
Girl, I am not going to let Miss Bianca get me.
Oh!
I don't got nothing to do with all stuff, Kelly.
Oh, my God. You girls are a mess, honey. I left all the scandals and the teas out of my story, Miss Dickens. I had a good trip. Besides the girls munching and sucking, Miss Dickens, I had a good trip. You girls are a mess, honey. Y'all girls are a mess, Miss Dickens.
Girl, you got to think about it. And see, if that was us, they'd tell on us, too.
Baby,
yo, who was fucking? Fuck them. They reads me.
Mm-hmm.
If we would have been on Walk For Me Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rodney.
And it's not like we said the name. Miss Tiana said the name.
No. Wait a minute.
Because Kelly, I only
said the name, Cabbage, because Kelly keep on texting me these names.
Bianca. Oh my God, I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up, honey. The girls are gonna be hitting it. The girls are gonna be calling in here tomorrow, honey. They don't hurt.
I'm so glad my car is in the shop.
honey. I really did have fun though. Overall, mistake. It was everything. I thought I was gonna bust them in a couple other rooms. After I bust up in those rooms, if they could see that, I thought I was gonna bust them in some other rooms, honey, and see some other things. But the girls was asleep, honey. The girls was laid out.
Oh, bitch! Text ahead and had the girls lock their door.
Huh?
The girls text ahead. When you bust into the other two rooms, the person that was across the hallway told everybody that you was busting in the girls' room.
Oh, so that's why the girls had to, yeah, because a couple of girls did have their latches on their door, honey. And they were gagging, honey. They were gagging, honey, but we was trying to get them in there, honey, but they had those latches on the door, honey. Because housekeeping, the black girl from the second floor was letting me in, everybody. The Mexican lady from the third floor was letting me in, and the Spanish one from the fourth floor was letting me in, and then the black one from the fifth floor, honey. They was letting me in everybody room, honey. It was a mess, but I really did have fun. I enjoyed myself, bitch. I can't wait to get to Chicago, honey. Hopefully this time we have a pool in the hotel, honey. And
I'll be in Chicago.
I will definitely be in Chicago, honey. I'm coming to shake Chicago up, honey.
Oh.
But, baby, yes, I did. I enjoyed myself, honey. I even gagged last night, honey, but, you know, it's all right, honey.
What is the cabbage? What text did you get now?
Oh, no text, nothing at all. Miss Kelly didn't send me no text.
Okay.
Well, maybe, honey, you see, y'all girls are starting, honey, you know, honey, maybe. Let me just tell, oh, no, I'm not even going to go there, honey. I'm not even going to go there. I was about to say something, but I'm not going to go there, honey. I'm going to stay a Christian.
Well, the girls want to get you anyway, so I don't know why.
honey, you know, I'm going to stay a Christian, honey. I'm going to stay a Christian woman, honey. I'm not falling into you and Tayana stunts, honey. You and Tayana is going to have the children not wanting to speak to me, honey. The children really like me this weekend, honey. I kept their dirt out, honey.
Don't worry, there'll be a new video about you in a minute. Don't worry about it, girl.
Kelly, are you still single?
What'd you say?
Are you single?
No, she knows that young Veal daddy had been sitting next to her every time she goes somewhere. He don't think her five.
Oh, okay. Because
the way she conducts herself in Kentucky, you wondered if she was single.
Yeah, you know that's my sister, though.
You don't know
she's a colonel and not Sanders.
I was on my pill, and Sasha came out.
And Sasha came out, honey.
I'm so fierce.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You got a pill? A pill? Right? Pill? I know. I was on my birth control.
Oh, that's what you call them now.
Yeah, I was on my birth control. I had a birth control.
Oh, okay. Not the same birth control that she was on 2 years ago at Sizzle.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
My
birth control, yes.
Okay. Wasn't it official, dog?
Baby, you know, I was looking, my eyes was looking a little hard. I had to take a birth control, you know, to soften it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed myself. Your girls is not going to sit here. You're not going to do this, honey. But
oh, the husband's been behind.
Okay. No, my husband is asleep. You know, my husband has to get up and go to work.
Mm. I hope he don't listen to the iCards.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He doesn't even get on the computer like that.
Oh, so you're in the clear. So tell us about your time.
What?
You know she'll never give that up. She'll go to hell and die with that one.
Well, she had fun with the Ebony too.
Oh, goddamn! Mm.
You know, she was having fun with two of them. Mm,
goddamn! Oh, Kelly, my laptop.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
It sounded like your talk came out a couple of times in Kentucky.
Talking about.
Girl, what are you talking about, Nicole? I'm always a lady, honey.
Oh, well, it came out when that child won real sex time. I'm pretty sure it had to come out when you was having your, you know, engagement.
Oh, no. I didn't have any engagements, Nicole. What are you talking about? TMI.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand. I'm for you.
Yes, you do not. You call me
real.
Because I cried, honey. I cried, and Tyana know what I'm talking about.
But you had a ball.
Yeah, I didn't really shit on myself, but girl. But girl. It was a messy situation. The girls made me Becky on myself last night, honey. Yeah.
What, darling?
But I tell you, the rumble started about 2 o'clock. When the girls dropped that bombshell on me, girl, I was ready to leave and go to the airport right then and there when the girls dropped that bombshell on me, honey.
Mm.
Honey, you want me to give you, Nicole, I'll give you, Nicole, you remember Ejira?
Uh-huh.
Remember Ejira and that girl that Ejira played with years ago? Hello?
Remember what she said, Nicole, the girl.
Remember the girl that played with Ejira?
I only know one girl that probably played with Ejira, Mistake.
The girl that played with Ejira years ago, Mistake. The girls gagged last night, Mistake. They gave her a Ejira stunt.
Shit.
Let me give it to you like this, Mistake, because a lot of
you don't give me no more, baby. I will be calling you, lady.
Hold on. You don't have to take the phone. I have to take the phone, and I have to go in the kitchen, honey, because, you know, my husband might not be sleepy. He speaks big Latin, honey. Let me give it to you like this, Nicole. I'm going to give it to you like this, Mistake. I ain't fucking with this Al Chuck, Miss Egg Thug, without my husband Hulk Owen Thug, Miss Egg Thug. And then after I ain't fucking with the Al Chuck, Miss Egg Thug, I got to the old buck ass Chuck I ain't Thug, Miss Egg Thug, and I found out that the Al Chuck did egg drugs.
Oh my god, oh my goodness, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh, you poor
dear,
I'm coming over. Oh, my God.
Yes, girl, it was done.
Oh, my God. Z, that's why you got no. Mm-mm. Oh, my God, Dito. Was it ink dog? You old fucking ink dog. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm sorry.
You're larger than life, Miss Kelly.
Yes. It was in Vienna sausages, Miss Day, and it grew to Italian, Miss Day. But I woke up, Miss Day, I shit it on myself at the rubble, Miss Day. And I ate it up. I shit it. Hold on, I gotta go out the room again. Hold on. I interchucked so ears fuck girls because the other nugget of Al Chuck wanted the A fuck with E fuck, Miss Egg Thug. And just because I did an A fuck with the other Al Chuck, Miss Egg Thug, he ears fuck with the E Thug and told me, well, you just A fuck with Al Chuck with E Thug.
I throw up in my mouth, I die.
Mistake, yes, honey.
Wow. See, you gotta be careful. That's why they all go through an FBI search with me, Mistake. I send everybody through an FBI search because there won't be no situation. That's gags, Mistake. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Especially
gags.
If you call Unchin Mugger that egg. Oh, Miss Ink Thug, that ink mug. You know what that ink mug? Oh, my God.
Mistake, I gag, girl. When I tell you I grew, hold on. We gotta call at 312-823, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Kelly, this is Nina again. I just had girl almost fell out my bed when y'all said Bianca, but anyway. This, I am over here. Hey, Cabbage.
Hello.
What's going on, honey?
Not much.
Was you out in Baltimore?
No. I had to work.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah,
okay,
I had to make money, honey, because I'm trying to move as quick as possible.
Yeah, but I have to give a quick shout-out to the house, my house members that did win, Brett. Also, a shout-out to Emery as well as our runway squad, Gia, who did a phenomenal job, our Drex runway cameo, and to Keith from Detroit, cameo from St. Louis, KT from Ohio, Bianca Fuin and Fem Queen Body, Key with Bianca. Tayana, you is a mess.
Mina.
Uh huh.
This is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
I just thought about why he's online. I would like everybody to keep Mother Kiana in their prayers. Her mom
yes.
is not doing well.
Yeah.
She's down there taking care of her mom. So everybody keep Kiana in their prayers.
She's really going through a lot. She really is, and we miss her. We really do. And she's really going through a lot. So, yeah, I want y'all to do keep her in our prayers, and just give a shout out to the rest of the house that did, you know, come out, and even the ones that got chopped, our face girls, our women faces that got chopped. They were lovely and Club Kid Down, and they really came out. Our pretty boy Rick that came out. Everything and he got chopped, but you know we take the good with the bad. But we really did have a good time.
Do you want to give a shout out to anybody in the Motel 6?
My husband Cody, go ahead.
Cody, Beetroot, Tayana.
That bitch.
That's Tayana and the Sandal baby.
Oh,
you have to see Miss Kelly catwalking in that gown. She came down that runway in that gown with that nasty ass catwalk girl. And it was just, I say Miss Singer's in that gown catwalking. It's out. Yeah, Kelly, you really look good. You did. You really look good there.
Girl, when I tell you, when those children was munching down that hallway, Miss Singer, I took flight in those motherfucking letties, honey, to get the tea, honey, which I messed up my ankle and my knee, honey.
It was a miracle that jumped over the moon, huh?
Baby, yes, it was, honey. Yes, it was, Mistake.
Was it a miracle whip or a miracle that jumped over the moon? Baby, those girls did what they did,
Mistake. But
yes,
baby,
they did.
Mother gag more than all of them.
Yes.
Honey, that's the real tip.
That's the real dirt.
bitch. You know, that's telling me, honey, that you need to stay with what you got, honey, and try trying to be a motherfucking slut, honey.
Ooh wee.
Shout out to Motel Six.
Motel Six, baby.
Project Runway.
And she was in the cut too.
She was definitely in the car. Hold on, Mita. Don't hang up. Hold on, Mita. We got somebody else from Chicago. 773-559. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, yo, what's going on? It's Marlo.
Hey, Mita.
What's going on, y'all? Just calling to say congratulations to the house, whatever. Y'all did really, 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 really good.
We missed you. We hated you had to work this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I was over it, too. I was really, really over it. But, yeah, congratulations, buddy. Whatever, y'all.
Yep.
Really good.
All right. That's my old way, child. All
right. The old way.
Don't battle you over me.
Yeah, he battled Selvin at the Oscar Ball.
Oh, no.
Oh, Miss Thing, you fell out.
What about Miss Kelly's new category?
Kelly, what's your new category?
So she'll have next time when she goes lip syncing for her life.
Baby, I'm not lip syncing anything anymore, honey.
I guess you learned your lesson, Tarzell.
You learned yours too, babe. You better be careful with those in as with pants and come out.
Trust me. I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson, Mistake. But it's everything, Mistake. Let me tell you, it's everything as always, Mistake.
But
hey.
That dread, Herrera dread was coming for you, Kelly girl.
Oh, Mistake girl.
I got kind of nervous, girl.
Oh, I wasn't worried about Ivan. He was all right.
Oh, do not put Mr. Oh.
I was not worried about Ivan Douglas.
My thing just went up. I'm exiting the church.
Yes, honey. I was not worried about Mr. Douglas at all, honey.
Ivan Douglas.
Hey, catch. You know what I said on the microphone. It had to be true, Mistake, because that was the first time I ever met that lady. So how would I know her name is Ivan Douglas?
Ooh, baby.
All right. Here I go. I'm up to church.
Service is over.
Say a prayer for me, too.
All right. I got to go, because y'all want to call that child by his government and...
Why?
Wait a minute. Are y'all catching what Cabrick's saying? By his government.
That's what he is, Mistake. First of all, let me tell you something. I'm a lady, Mistake, and I would never, ever, Mistake. Yep, the girls might assume or the girls might think what I do, Mistake, but if you're not my good girlfriend, you don't know what I do in the bed, Mistake. I will never, ever be a femme queen and come on the microphone and ever say Mistake about me fucking and doing this and all of this on the microphone. Only a man would do something like that, and that's what Ivan did.
Oh, okay, so it's no shade. Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, because she did say that she was a top.
Get wrong, Miss Kelly. You should know better than that.
Wait, Tayana, don't get it confused. Who did what, he or she? What's wrong, Tayana?
Them, honey.
Them, right, them.
What is the girl's name? Jessica, or something like that, or something, Herrera. Ivan Herrera came and said about him fucking on the microphone. No femme queen. Femme queens might do what they do behind closed doors, but you're not gonna come publicly broadcast on the microphone at a ball, Mistake, that you did anything, Mistake. And why even embarrass yourself, Mistake? This is on the microphone, Mistake.
Why
did
she get the mic?
Because I took the microphone from Kool-Aid and I read her on the microphone, Mistake. Girl, first of all, you know, Nicole, one thing you know you don't do, Mistake, okay? When you nobody, Mistake, you don't battle. That's like me, Nicole, when I first came out, Mistake. Me getting on the microphone trying to battle with Miss Cabbage, Mistake. And all the girls know who Miss Cabbage is, Mistake. And everything Miss Cabbage say, the girls are going to go up
for Miss Cabbage,
right,
Miss
Day. Pay more attention to, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so why would you even embarrass yourself, Miss Day, and come out there and think you're on the same pedestal as me? Me and you might be the same size. We're not on the same pedestal. So why would you embarrass yourself and get the microphone and try to go tit for tat with me, Miss Day? Girl, every time she went tit for tat, Miss Day, the Herrera, you know, Herreras went up because they have no other choice but to go up for her because they're Herreras. But Miss Day, I had the whole ball going up when I was giving it to her.
Well, it seemed like every time she was on the mic, she was discussing the fact that how she used her masculinity, obviously.
Yes, how she
so
used her
it wasn't coming
I
to
never,
you.
I never
gave that mistake. I just gave her a mistake, and then I gave her a mistake. You know, you just mad because the child is in my bed, mistake. And then she went to her train, and her train being bigger than mine, and her slave.
Oh,
and
shit. Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Yes,
they were talking. Oh, shit. Yes. So she had all the kids. She has no other choice but to be Mr.
The
Douglas.
The was talking about trade and his big shame. Oh, my God. And y'all wonder why we not respected? They out there talking about who's got a bigger trade. No. That's no. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Well, you know, Mr. Douglas, that's just not appropriate.
Yes, Miss Day, let me tell you something. In any of my relationships, whatever happens behind these closed doors happens behind these closed doors. The only time you ever see me come up here and talk about anything that happened in my relationship sexually and behind these closed doors is when my husband put on that dildo and he waxed my ass. That's the only thing y'all ever hear me talk about. Y'all don't ever hear me come up here and say, if I do or if I don't, ever fuck my husband. Because that's not what a fair queen's supposed to be talking about.
That's true.
She embarrassed herself when she said that mistake.
Wait, I thought you said, cut it out. Let's get to the bottom of it, y'all. Is she a femme queen or is she not a femme queen? What's the thing?
He won't, the essence, the illusion, and the essence was femme queen, but that trashy ass mouth gave you niggas straight from the motherfucking projects.
So, is it safe to say he not a femme queen?
No, she's not a femme queen. She gives you the illusion of a femme queen, but that mouth and those razor stubbles mistake gave you straight up nigga from the project, rolling dice.
So she looked like a half femme queen with stubbles. So
half,
she's
half mad, half amazing. Hold on, we got another caller. 219-433. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, this is Cosmo Evisa.
Hey, Cosmo.
Hey, I was calling to congratulate the House of Evisu for winning the 1,000 and Tyra Sanchez Evisu for winning RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Cosmo.
I know, that's right.
Well,
yeah,
I think it's safe to say she's not a femme queen now.
No, it wasn't a good luck mistake, girl. And this is one thing I have never done mistake, and it has been many big girls before me mistake, it's going to be many big girls after me mistake. One thing I have never, ever done was ever let any film queen know that I was pressed by the mistake. Every time she came out when they did give her little life and came on the runway mistake, she had to cut her eye over to my table mistake and give me a look so the commentator could catch it mistake because you was pressed by me mistake. Why are you pressed
no,
by
Kelly,
me?
No, Kelly. The
yes.
ultimate shade, Nicole and Cabbage, was Kelly's daughter sent her.
Yes, and then she want to call me out. Mistake, no, I'm not going to take I'm not going to
your
take
your daughter sent her and she want to call you out.
Yeah, she wanted to call me out, Miss Day. She wanted to call me out.
She don't.
This is what happened, Nicole. She wants to call me out so me and her can battle for real this mistake. I was sitting for the guard, Miss Day. I would have sat her, Miss Day, but I didn't want her to give the fact of I sat her because of my status and I wasn't what the category called for. Because the category called for 9 to 5 and I gave Hollywood glam in my look. So I said, you know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna send my daughter. She sent Rigger and my daughter sat her.
She did.
Well,
and I was waiting for her to walk last night to come out there last night because I was dressed in the colors last night, but she ain't come out there on the back of the floor. I was waiting for her last night, but she did not come on the back of that floor last night. They were trying to, John and I were trying to get her out there, mistake, but she just wouldn't get up from the table. I don't know why. I was ready last night.
Yeah, a lot going on with the Herreras and John and the child that's still not a femme queen and stuff, you know. Where are the Herreras? They don't want to talk.
No, they're not going to come up here, mistake. They're going to read me. If Milan has a show on Monday, they're going to read me on Monday.
Oh, okay. Oh.
They'll read me on Monday on Milan's show.
Should we go join in?
No, because this is the thing, right? I'm not going to give anybody the fact of the glory and to get it credit because we came on their show, because we will make their show, we come on their show. So we're not going to give them the fact and the glory of that mistake. If the situation started in Congress, they're going to resolve the situation in Congress. They're not going to take the situation to the motherfucking Oval Office and start talking about it in the Oval Office. They're going to finish it in Congress. So it started here in Congress. If they want to talk about it, come back to the main motherfucking stage and sing for your motherfucking life. Honey, but on that note, honey, everybody that's on the show, everybody that's here that's been a part of me, been a part of the show for tonight, we say one by one, please tell everybody good night because we got to wrap it up, honey. We've been here for 3 hours.
Yes. Good night, everybody. This is the overall Midwest Mother Legendary Mimi Z2.
Good night.
Next. Who's here with me?
Oh,
Nicole,
shit.
Tayana, Rodney.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was over. Oh, that was over. Bye. I'm out.
Tayana, are you still here? Jake Water, are you still here? I don't know.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, I just said good night, everybody.
Good night, Jake Water.
Good night.
Okay. I'm the overall East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me, and I love you all for definitely being here with us for these 2.5 hours that we was here tonight. I want to thank Rodney for definitely coming on every Monday night and recapping whatever ball he's at. I want to thank Jaquan for being in Wisconsin with his family and definitely coming and recapping the show with us. I want to thank Cabbage for being a part of us tonight. I want to thank Mina for being a part of us tonight. I want to thank Tayana for being a part of us tonight. And I definitely want to thank my motherfucking legendary sister and my legendary co-host, Nicole Icon, for definitely getting up out of her bed, excuse me, and taking time out from her daughter to definitely do the show with us every motherfucking night. And I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Miss motherfucking Ebony for definitely being our switchboard and being here a part of us, mistake. And the last person I have to give a big shout out to, because without her, we wouldn't be here with all our antics and all our sound effects and all our motherfucking intro songs, honey, and we wouldn't be able to call the girls and everything if it wasn't for without my sister Jasmine, overall mother Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, for funding us and having us here with us, honey. I love you all for loving us. Wrap it up. Practice safe sex. The life you save can be your own. Good night.